Only 350 more to go. If I can get just 500 monthly subscribers, every show will be offered completely commercial-free. And we only need 350 more subscribers. So please, go to airamericaplace.com, click donate, and help make it possible.
Mark Maron, it's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Okay, all right. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes. Good morning to those of you who think that listening to Air America is of itself enough and actually doing something. Good morning to all you man children and women girls, tops and bottoms of all kinds. Good morning, Maron haters and Riley lovers.
Wait a minute.
Good morning, Mark Riley.
Good morning. Are they one and the same or something?
No, of course not.
Are you making
not.
Some
that
cosmic,
would make people crazy.
Profound statement?
Hey,
about...
do you need an intervention?
Sure.
Because I will intervene.
Thank you.
Oh, these people. It's amazing how many of Randy's listeners are just, you know, just as snotty as Republicans. They like, you know, when I made that comment about Patty Smith yesterday about, you know, about that she mistreated Patty Smith, which she did, so many of them are like, Patty Smith is a stinky drug addict hippie. Yeah, that's really open-minded.
She was never, Patty Smith was never a hippie.
No, no, she's a little post-hippie. But, you know, it's like, it's just accusing, like, you know, that's why she deserved that, because she's a drug addict. Who needs drug addicts? You know, just snotty. Snotty, awful people.
How do they know she's not in recovery or something?
Yeah, who cares? They're just snotty, awful people. Some of them just unbelievable, snotty, awful. Did I mention that they're snotty and awful?
Maron.
So, look, you know, what, Riley? What? What?
You know what you've gone and done.
Why don't they talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here. That's live and in person, all right?
People are fighting for their lives all over the country trying to get registered to vote.
I saved some lives, man.
You certainly did.
We'll get to that voting story in a minute.
Yeah.
But I got four cats at home that are grateful to be alive and hate me, except for one of them. I just wanted to give a cat update to those people who care and to fill the people in Boston who might want to know what's at the core of my venom. My HBO special ran from 1995 last night on HBO Comedy, I guess. I don't know when it's on, Kalo. I don't know when it's on. Don't give me the disappointment face. I get a couple of emails, random emails, like, God, that was so great. You're all full of fire. And then the one that's like, you know, I watched for 3 minutes and your venom was horrendous. You know, it was horrible. It was hilarious because not only is this thing 10 years old, but the guy watched for 3 minutes, passed a deep judgment on me, and then spent at least 20 minutes writing this stupid, dumb email. So I wrote back to him. I told him to tune into our show. I said, come on over to Morning Sedition if you'd like to hear a more evolved venom.
Occasionally
evolved sophomoric venom. But I will like to say that, you know, I brought these three kittens into my life that were already feral and almost impossible. I have scars. Look at that, Riley. I should have got stitches on that one.
Oh, man. When was that? That's new.
No, that's like a week and a half old, dude. It didn't bleed, you know, and it didn't bleed that much, but now I'm looking at it. It's like a gash. Look at that. It's unbelievable. But they're all doing pretty well. And the male out of the four, there are three females and one male, is warming up to me. They all purr. It's weird. It's a very weird thing that, like, when I corner them to pet them, some of them are so still a little skittish, but I have to sort of, like, get them to relax, and then I pet them. They'll go, but then they'll start purring almost immediately, like they're confused. It's like an old wiring. Like, I have to defend myself, but, hey, that feels pretty good.
You know, you should ignore them. They'll come right to you. You know that.
You know,
that's what cats do.
They come when I give them. I get this freeze-dried lamb's lung.
Oh, wow.
They love it.
Freeze-dried lamb.
Some vegans are out there like, that is so wrong on so many levels. Don't you realize that you're killing animals to feed animals? Yeah. I can't make my cats be vegetarian. Yeah, they have this freeze-dried lamb's lung at the healthy. I go to an organic sort of groovy pet store downtown. But moving on, again, I wanted to say hi to Boston. I don't know if we fully did that. Our new station's up.
Hey, Boston.
Up there in Boston. Because I spent so much time there, and I was sort of reflecting. Because in the fall, it actually makes me nostalgic or melancholy for Boston. I used to love Boston in the fall. Because when I went to college there, you know, school was starting. All the gals were bundled up in their sweaters, looking all preppy and kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there were the that was before the whole sort of like punk kind of groovy thing integrated. But I remember Boston. I remember tripping on acid once in the fall. So, like, now people would be like, see, that Marin's just a druggy hippie like
no
that.
No wonder
Patty
you
Smith.
Got something to say, yeah.
He's ignorant. He's got no right to his opinions because he's done drugs before. You know, you ought to listen to Randy Rhoads. But I remember one time I tripped and we went all the way. I used to, like, go outside when I tripped on acid. You know, it was great. You do it during the day, like around noon, and just hit the streets. And it was a crisp, beautiful fall day. We walked all the way from Brookline down to the aquarium. And I just remember a couple high points of it. I remember we stopped in Faneuil Hall and I watched a guy shucking oysters. And I really believed that I could see the oysters take their last breath. Like when he popped it open, I swear I saw the oyster go, you know, right before it died.
How far did you walk?
We walked all the way down to the aquarium, and this was the weirdest thing. We're tripping out of our head on acid, and we're standing there in front of the aquarium doing what tripping people do, which is like, whoa, oh, man, you know. And a dude, this blind guy who is, like, he's got his stick, he's walking up to us, and we're tripping, so, of course, it's already tweaky. Swear to God, walks up to me and says, do you know where I can get tickets to the Whale Watch? I'm not lying. I was on acid. So that thing blew my mind for the rest of the afternoon. And later that night, I went and saw the Talking Heads movie, Stop Making Sense.
Oh, I've seen
this. It's a Boston story, if you care. Maybe
I don't know anything about tripping, by the way.
I do want to, yeah? That wasn't your bag?
No, I just read about it.
I couldn't do it too often.
Most people can't.
Like, no, there were some dudes like, I tripped 265 times, I saw the dead 400 times, I know what Jerry's brain looks like. You know, but I was never one of those guys. Four or five times. I could barely handle my, you know, it's like tripping really breaks you down. You know what I mean? You go out into the world, this sort of like, you know, wad of emotional jello. You got to be careful that no one throws anything into you. You know? But I was corrected on something I said yesterday. I was watching CNN, and apparently they weren't meteorologists. So I still think I did hear from a meteorologist about the volcano. Apparently they're volcanologists. Or geologists, volcanologists. I like that people hold me to some sort of standard. It's like, that's what they wrote in. Like, I couldn't help but laugh and laugh at the host's mistake at calling them a meteorologist. What I do want to say is, like, I am disappointed in CNN not showing the same amount of courage that they show during hurricanes during this volcano crisis. Why isn't Anderson Cooper up on the rim of Mount St. Helens? Where is that footage of him just sort of being, you know, burned by steam going, wow, it's really hot. Oh, my God, this thing's about to blow. I don't even think that. Oh, ow. Is my hair on fire?
I thought that was Christiane Amanpour's job. Doesn't she go to all the hot spots?
No, they send the lackeys out to the hot spots. Like, who can we get? I couldn't believe Anderson Cooper went all the way down there to stand in the rain. It's like, this is going to be big news. Is there any way I can do interviews in the hurricane?
I ran into somebody that was talking about somebody who had gone down with a camera crew.
Yeah.
Down to Florida during the hurricanes, and that's exactly what he said they did. So, well, you know, it's the usual. Let me get my hair messed up. Let's stand in front of a 90 mile an hour wind thing, so you know anchors can look courageous.
Exactly. Get them up on St. Helens. You know what I mean? Come on. Where's the real nads? I want to say hello to Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman's grandma, Edith Sontz. And to his aunt and uncle, Risa and Joey Sons, listening from Boston. Good morning.
All right.
Now we've got the Pashman clan is extending. Soon this entire show will be about Dan Pashman. We got Clutch Larson in the booth with Brendan P.W. McDonald. Today we got some Mike Mills interview that I did at the Vote for Change concert.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I forgot to mention that there was, you know, outside of a lot of the stuff that they sang, that Springsteen did a very touching version of Man on the Moon with Michael Stipe. That was pretty compelling and really, you know, it was very interesting to see Bruce sort of like, he's like a piece of timber. He's like a tree, a rock and roll tree just holding his ground. And Stipe is sort of like this weird kind of
Will-o'-the-wisp.
Yeah. He's just floating around. And at one point, you know, he was literally sitting on the floor watching Bruce Springsteen sing his song. And I was like, that's got to be weird for Bruce. And I don't know if Stipe was sitting there going, I can't believe I'm sitting on the floor looking at Bruce Springsteen. And if Bruce was going, what's wrong with this guy? I don't know. But it was definitely, and I interviewed Mike Mills before the show, and I've got some of that.
Cool.
I will be performing at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco on Friday and Saturday, October 29th and 30th, as part of the Stand Up For Your Rights Part 2 with Will Durst and Kevin Rooney and maybe even Barry Crimmins. You can get information about that at CobbsComedyClub.com. And now onward and into the issues, my friend. You were talking about, did you want to talk about those voting lines?
Well, I mean, because I think you're responsible for them, I figure we might
as well. Oh, no, don't give me all the credit. And also, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Kerry sort of, you know, punching back about this sort of global test spin that the Republicans are trying to do. And we'll talk about the debates tonight in a second. Is that all right with you, Mark?
That's
Riley?
All right with me.
15 past the hour, Air America Radio.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. Smoke RX has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, Smoke RX is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, Smoke RX starts to work immediately. Come on. Aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. Oof. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
We've undertaken the most sweeping reorganization of the federal government since the beginning of the Cold War.
We'll provide frontline defenders with the gear and the communications equipment and the intelligence that they need.
One of the most important steps we've taken is creating the Department of Homeland Security.
And we'll make sure that our public health system is ready for whatever comes its way.
Live presidential debate coverage and reaction Friday night on Sirius Right 142, Left 143, Air America 144, and Sirius NPR Now 106.
Speak out on Sirius.
Get serious about your vote.
Yeah, this is Tom. In Missouri, the Bush administration has botched everything they've gotten their hands on, and they have got to go on November 2nd. Vote for John Kerry for president.
Hello, I'm Terry Dembelski. I'm from Ohio. I'm voting for Mr. Bush. President Bush has done a fine job for it. I'm a truck driver, and many of other truck drivers like myself are voting for Mr. Bush.
This is Ron from New Jersey, and this November 2nd, I'll be voting for John Kerry. George Bush must go. Anybody that sits there for 7 minutes after they've been told that our nation is under attack is not a good leader.
This is Tracy from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm a retired U.S. Navy veteran, so I encourage all the veterans to get out and vote for George W. Bush.
Tell us why this presidential election is important to you.
Call 1-877-33-SIRIUS and press 4.
To speak out on Sirius.
The 2000 presidential election was decided by only 537 votes. On November 2nd, your vote can make a tremendous difference. Take the first step to ensure that your voice is heard. Register. JustVote.org is a nonprofit organization where you can register online quickly and easily. Go to JustVote.org, enter your zip code, and follow the simple instructions. You can also find your local polling place, tell a friend about JustVote.org, and donate money to help get more people registered. It's your democracy. Make it work. JustVote.org.
Everyone knows what happens when we join together. We get stronger. That's why community groups like the PTA, clubs, and even faith groups can do so much for our community, especially fighting to keep kids away from drugs. But do you know there's a way to make community groups even stronger? It's called a community coalition. A community coalition helps local groups get together and fight to keep kids away from drugs. Find out how your group can get involved at helpyourcommunity.org, because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Optimist volunteers serve as leaders, mentors, and friends to help kids achieve a more positive and productive life in 3,600 communities and 19 countries. This year, Optimists will raise and invest over $80 million in 60,000 community service projects that help 6 million children and teens. Optimists have been bringing out the best in kids for nearly 100 years. For the location of your nearest Optimist Club, call 1-800-500-8130.
Okay, 20 past the hour, it's Mark Maron with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
On Morning's Edition, Air America Radio. The fall is upon us, a crisp bite in the air here in New York City, the capital of the liberal elite. Here doing our job in the middle of the night for those who are up and ready to listen. Good morning, everybody. On the blog, if you'd like to blog along, go to morningsedition.com.
Yeah.
Do that. And this is a beautiful story, man, a beautiful story that the voters are just literally flocking. Yesterday was a deadline in some states, and, man, thousands of people are showing up. And you got to figure they're Democrats. They're doing exactly what I thought they would do, because not unlike a lot of, you know, good Democrats and good liberals, you know, we kind of, you know, wait till the last minute to, you know, let ourselves play that game with ourselves. And then in some sort of, like, fit of you know, cathartic guilt, we go, I got to go do it. So, literally, this is a quote from Pamela Swafford, Deputy Director of Ohio's Hamilton County Board of Elections. They're coming in buckets. In buckets. By Monday morning, the county that includes Cincinnati had 64,045 new voter registrations on hand. That is more than twice the 29,178 from 4 years ago. That's a big number, man.
That is a big number. And remember that that was the state where J. Kenneth Blackwell, the African-American Secretary of State, had gone through that whole 80-pound paper thing.
Yeah.
In other words, it had to be on 80-pound paper or they wouldn't accept it as a registration. Well, after the flood of criticism that he got, he actually backed off that.
Oh, good.
But what this does, Mark, is create for George W. Bush a politician, an incumbent politician's worst nightmare. Scores of new voters, and he doesn't know how they're going to vote.
Yeah.
See, you know, pollsters, campaign people, they always deal with what they know.
With registered voters, and they can't get out and do this now. They can't get out there and make efficient polls of newly registered votes in 4 weeks. I guess they could, but it's not going to matter. It's beautiful. It's exactly what we expected to happen.
Yeah, and remember that it is very difficult for most polling services, even if they went out and got polled new voters. They're not going to end up in the likely category.
Right.
Why? Because likely, one of the criteria for determining a likely voter by most polls is having voted in an election before. Mm-hmm. If you're a new voter, by definition, you have not done that.
Right.
So they don't count new voters as likely voters under most circumstances. What this means is, and there are a couple of counties that are mentioned in this particular piece that are predominantly Republican, but the new voters are registering 3-2 Democratic.
In Georgia, dude, 50% increase in new voters for this presidential election. Isn't that unbelievable? 50%, 371,376 new voters registered.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that unbelievable?
And the bulk of these registrations have been Democrats. Now, I'll tell you what this does, for me anyway. It scares me. It scares me that the Republicans are going to have to find some way to negate these swarms of new voters coming to the polls, because they know that this spells doom for their man. He's done if all these people come out and vote.
Yeah.
He will lose this election. He'll lose it, like I predicted, going away. So what does he have to do to make sure, or to as best he can, that they don't come out and vote or they're confused? Because they, obviously, most of them, he's not going to be able to win over.
Well, you know, I've been afraid of this, that we're going to have many Floridas, that because it's so close. But, you still don't believe, Mark Riley, that it's going to be as close as everyone's assuming, that these new poll numbers are saying that without these registered voters, that the numbers we're seeing are very tight in some cases. And not that polls mean anything, but the tighter the election, the easier it is for them, you know, after the election or during the election, to question the integrity of numbers, of voting, of ballots, you know what I mean? Because if it's real close, the shenanigans can start all over again in many states.
All true. But, and this is the important part, if on election day there are the kinds of jams that they're seeing take place as the registration dates come up, and the numbers don't match the jams, then you got a problem on your hands. In other words, if large numbers of people turn out, But the vote totals for these particular precincts look roughly the same as they did 4 years ago. Something is radically wrong.
Well, that's a good way to judge it. That's a good barometer to see if there's some ne'er-do-well ruining the numbers.
Yeah, and I really think at a point I am depending on this turnout of new voters to really swing this election for John Kerry. And that's why I've thought all along that the vote total would not be as close as a lot of people think.
And also there's some complaints here that, you know, that the election committees, not the election committees, but the election, the electing, what would you call it? What am I trying to say?
Boards
Mark,
of right? election.
The boards of election. The people that are there doing the paperwork are understaffed. I mean, this happens once every 4 years. I mean, if you have problems today, I think you should reach out to your state, to your congressman or whoever you need to talk to make sure that on election day that all the places, the polling places are properly staffed. Because if this is the type of turnout they're seeing for registration, you have to assume that there's going to be a whole new wave of voters coming out to the polls, and we want to be, you know, have people there to accommodate their needs.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about that. But it would be nice if, unlike as has happened here, you know, in New York at one time they used to have cops all around the polling places, which tended to intimidate certain voters under certain circumstances. Let's hope that these are civilian poll watchers or civilian workers that are hired. Denver, I believe, had to hire a whole bunch of people just to keep up with the registration demand. And you're right. If they don't hire new people for Election Day, it's going to be a complete and utter mess in a lot of these places where there are huge increases in voter registration.
And Kerry yesterday, you know, said, you know, out and out, quote, in battleground states across the country, we're hearing stories about people are trying to make it harder to file for additional time or how they're making it harder to even register. He said that at Mount Zion Baptist Church, which, you know, obviously reaching out to the black community and making them realize, you know, and bringing up, you know, the sort of the specter of the voting purges and just how, and all those stories were heard about, you know, people being turned away at polls or publicity, anti-vote publicity being sent out to black communities.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's definitely making an attempt to raise the awareness in the black community of these shenanigans that happened in 2000.
Well, there's got to be you have to keep a very close eye on this sort of thing. Because if it turns out that there are large increases in voter registration in predominantly black communities, but the different county boards of election don't get those registrations processed quickly enough, there's a scenario that is entirely possible where large numbers of people who think they're registered will go to vote and then find out their cards aren't there.
Right.
Or as far as the boards are concerned, they're not registered.
Yeah, I mean, it gets pretty complicated, and there's been all sorts of things meant to complicate it. I just want to reach out, you know, if you felt that you've been, you know, stifled in your attempts to register, give us a call at 866-303-2270. Just on that specific topic, if you have some sort of concrete proof that you've been given the runaround for whatever reason in an attempt to register to vote, we'd love to put you on the air.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there are people in our audience at this time in the morning. Remember, too, that there are truckers that are trying to get absentee ballots and that sort of thing. And, Marin, you've had your own problems that way.
Yeah, I'm waiting for mine from L.A. I'm a little worried.
When we come back, the president's palm pilot, the liberal agenda, some information on tonight's vice presidential debate, and bassist Mike Mills from REM talks to Mark Marin, all when we come back here on Air America Radio.
The Sierra Club vote.
We strongly encourage anyone who cares about the environment to find out the facts about the environmental records of the candidates for president.
That's Greg Hegley, National Political Director for the Sierra Club.
The Sierra Club believes that this is the most important election in our 112-year history.
In the last 4 years, we've seen 30 years of environmental protection dismantled.
We've seen drastic cuts in basic funding for everything from cleaning up toxic Superfund sites to offshore drilling to keeping our air clean to clean water.
This is an unprecedented attack on the environment.
So we are launching an unprecedented attack to let people know about it and to ensure that they get out and vote on November 6th.
Just how green are the presidential candidates? Get the facts online.
SierraClubVotes.org.
That's Planet Check.
The Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he never knew of any strong, hard evidence linking Saddam Hussein's Iraq with the al-Qaeda terrorist network. This despite some contact before the U.S. invasion. It's a bombshell development since Vice President Dick Cheney. The president and other administration figures have said that connection justified the war in Iraq. Voter registration applications have overwhelmed election boards in a dozen states yesterday as they faced a Monday deadline. If the new voters are any indication of the anticipated turnout in November, look forward to one of the heaviest election day showings in years. Pentagon says it again that September was one of the deadliest months for American troops in Iraq. And a new Pew Research poll reveals that more voters consider President Bush a stronger leader, even though the same respondents believe John Kerry cleaned Bush's clock in the area of foreign policy in the first presidential debate. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
We've undertaken the most sweeping reorganization of the federal government since the beginning of the Cold War.
We'll provide frontline defenders with the gear and the communications equipment and the intelligence that they need.
One of the most important steps we've taken is creating the Department of Homeland Security.
And we'll make sure that our public health system is ready for whatever comes its way.
Live presidential debate coverage and reaction Friday night on Sirius Right 142, Left 143, Air America 144, and Sirius NPR Now 106.
This is Earth and Sky. Azam al-Wash grew up near the marshes of southern Iraq.
This area was once called the Fertile Crescent. Last year, al-Wash returned to Iraq for the first time in 25 years.
And I was shocked to see my marshes. I remember sitting and watching the central marshes. They were like a dry desert, an ugly sight.
In the 1990s, new upstream dams starved the marshes of fresh water, and about 90% of them disappeared. Al-Wash is an environmental engineer and project director for Eden Again, an international effort to restore Iraq's marshes. In the past year, about half of the marshes have been reflooded by local inhabitants, and a few are coming back to life. Al-Wash spends about a week each month in the reflooded marshes, hoping to learn why some are recovering and others aren't.
And one of my dreams is in 5 years we would be leading some ecotourist adventurists into this area to show them the ruins of Babylon and the ruins of Ur and the cradle of civilization, and then take them on a kayak tour into some of the floating islands in the middle of the marshes that are coming back. It's a story of hope. I can tell your listeners that the restoration of the marshes is one of the highlights of Iraq of today.
Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
Speak out on Sirius.
Get serious about your vote.
Hi. This is Regina from Hudson, Florida. It's very important. It's all of our responsibility to get out and vote for who we believe in. I strongly support President Bush. He's a man of his convictions and a man of his values. And I feel personally that if we don't reelect him, we're really choosing to go down the rough road. But whatever your opinion is, get out, get informed, and vote. Thank you.
Vanessa calling from Atlanta. I will be voting for John Kerry, as I believe that we cannot as a species survive 4 more years of Bush policies. So vote for Bush is a vote for our kids, to kill our kids and the planet.
Tell us why this presidential election is important to you.
Call 1-877-33-SIRIUS and press 4.
To speak out on Sirius.
I'd like to tell you about an attacker. My friend was hit by a stroke. His left side got weak and he was helpless. Thankfully, someone called 911. So if it ever happens to you or someone around you, call 911. This is Will Downing, friend of a stroke survivor.
Strokes attack African Americans more often. Find out why. Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost. A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Studies show that over time, anabolic steroids can indeed take a heavy toll on a person's health. Abuse of oral or injectable steroids is associated with increased risk for severe liver problems, including hepatic cancer. People who share needles or use non-sterile injection techniques can also put themselves at risk for contracting dangerous infections. For more information about the harmful effects of anabolic steroids, please go to drugabuse.gov.
No, if I'm nobody in 4 weeks, no one will care if I get high. Call Ramon. 12 noon, tidy up presidential bedroom. Move skeletons and illegitimate children from closet to the compound. 1 p.m., have FBI secure extremely rare Onis Wagner baseball card from 12-year-old Timmy Smith in Topeka. Reason, national security.
Right.
2 p.m., before I go, check with Rumsfeld to see if I can launch just one missile. Let the war hero deal with that. 9 p.m., watch Cheney debate Edwards. Note, while he's busy, for the next 2 hours, don't sign anything, don't talk to anybody, don't touch anything. 11 p.m., bedtime. Sweep in different room. Only 4 weeks left. After that, I'm nobody. So we got some responses for the wrestling thing. I see your phone calls. I'm going to get to you right in just a second. But, you know, we've been reaching out to a Republican to come in here and wrestle one of our hosts. And we got a response yesterday. I'm going to read that, refresh your memories if you didn't hear it. Losers! I just heard you call for a Republican to come on your show for a fight. Well, I'm 5'6", 145 pounds, Manhattanite. I'm glad we take up your offer. And you know what? I'll beat your ass. You know why? Because you liberal Americans are nothing but a bunch of cheese-eating surrender monkeys, and there's no way you'll ever go through with it. I'd love to come down to your show just to see the look on your face when somebody actually takes you up on your empty challenge. By the way, you chickens have no idea what it's like to be fed up. I've been living in the city that I love for 25 years. I'm sick of dealing with liberals like you thinking you can run this city. Remember, Rudy Giuliani equals Republican. David Dinkins equals Democrats. I'll see you in the studio. I can't say what he called us. Dave from Manhattan, registered Republican.
Yeah, punk.
Got another one today. This is Dave's response to an email we sent him trying to get contact info from the last email so he can, you know, come on the show. Nice try, saving face by saying you're going to go through with this wrestling match on the air. But guess what? Mark Moron and Mark Liley, you're full of it. There's no way you're going to actually fight me. I'll be in your studio to prove it. Yeah, Riley, I'll check my neck as long as you don't forget to wear your dress.
Yes.
As for Moron, I shouldn't have a problem with one hand tied behind my back. Dave from Manhattan. And he's got his contact info. So this looks like it's going to happen, dude. So Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman from New Jersey, keep an eye on the door.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so we got Carol in Wisconsin. How are you, Carol?
Hi, good morning.
I'm well.
Nice to talk to you. So have you had some problem registering or you see obstacles?
Yeah, I've been working on this I started with Kucinich.
Uh-huh.
And I've been working on voter registration issues for about a year in the Milwaukee area.
Mm-hmm.
The Sunday's paper, front page, Sunday's paper, the Racine Journal Times, had a big article about how our mayor, our Republican mayor,
yeah,
Gary Becker, who I went to school with, is challenging all the new voter registration bunches. They're coming in bunches. And
because so many people are registering.
Yes. Because we're working on areas. You know?
Uh-huh.
And so he's challenging that all these are real people.
Are you kidding? So you're going to add a whole extra step to the sort of process of processing them?
Well, see, our law is such that you can register at the polls.
Uh-huh.
But we've been trying to get people more involved so they'll remember to vote and all the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's challenging these groups of voter registration cards that are coming in. And I've never seen this in this area before. I've never seen anybody like this before.
Now, you knew him in high school. Is this something that you could have sensed he would do? Was he sort of was he like this in high school as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, was he a creep
he
back then?
He was certainly like this. He was certainly like this in high school and grade school.
Oh, wow, you really know this guy, huh?
Was this in Racine, by the way, where you went to school with him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Do you have any dirt on him from grade school? Maybe you should, call up with a threatening sort of, a booger story that he might want to keep suppressed.
Well, he used to have a real bad potty mouth.
Oh, yeah?
But, that might be some macho thing that he can, be happy about.
There's no shortage of that defensive macho-ness on behalf of Republicans, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, but I can't say anything about potty mouth, because I think Maron and I are both guilty of that at times.
Yeah.
Only at times.
But Mark Maron is so cute when he does it.
Okay, that made me feel good. You made my morning, Carol. Well, I mean, if there's anything, we'll certainly, it was good talking to you on the air, and maybe that'll mobilize somebody to join up with you and take some action, because it seems to me that he's trying to stall something.
Yeah.
I see the Democratic Party is on this already.
Yeah, we're doing our best. Thanks for your call, Carol.
Thanks.
Take care, Carol.
That guy turned red. She made me turn red a little bit.
Uh-oh. There you go. And you're so cute when you use your potty mouth.
Well, that was certainly a wonderful call, and it made me feel good to hear that. It really did. It made me feel good. Here we go. Bobby in Oklahoma. How are you?
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Bear.
How you doing?
How are you guys doing this morning?
Excellent.
We're coming around.
Well, I love you. You make my morning great.
Oh, thank you. So you got a suggestion for our listeners?
I sure do.
Okay.
We need to get down in the grass with these snakes.
Yeah, ooh, okay.
Because they're giving us such a difficult time registering our voters.
Mm-hmm.
Our voters need to register as Republicans.
Yeah, why not?
You know, if they believe that these are all Republicans signing up,
yeah,
they will get the people out to help with the registration.
That's right, and then we get the last laugh. I like that idea.
We get inside that booth and, hey.
It's our business. Yeah.
Rip them.
Okay, thanks, Bobby.
Interesting idea, actually.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Hey, John, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
You know, it's kind of funny. I don't know if you've heard, but that's exactly what happened in Canada just recently. They all voted for, I think it's called the Tillies of Tallies, or some of the Republican or the Conservative Party, and it turned out to just be a total wash for the Liberals. But anyway, I digress. I'm here in Atlanta, and my wife and I just moved probably about 30 miles from from where we vote, and we are registered Democrats. And I've been in touch with Kathy Fox a number of times to try to, you know, get my you know, where I vote changed. And, I mean, talk about hoops that you have to jump through.
Oh, really? Yeah, they're giving me a hard time?
They ask us, you know, so you are, you know, you are voting, what, Republican? And we're like, no, Democrat. And they're like, okay, that's fine. We'll go ahead and get this paperwork out to you. And it's been 3 months.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
No.
So that you said that you're going to vote Democrat, and they said, well, you're going to have to go to another state. They're just giving you a run.
Why would they ask you how you're going to vote? Isn't there maybe there is no law against asking that, but it would seem to me that that's nobody's business.
Well, not only do they ask on the telephone, but the new registration forms that they send out to you with your change of address and whatnot actually ask you to declare it as well.
Are you too far from your old district to go drive back and vote?
No, and as a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to have to do. But my concern is that now that my driver's license has changed and I've been gone there for about a year, I'm very curious to see what I'm going to encounter because I'm going to lose it if they come up with some way to, you know, prevent me from voting in that area. But I'm going to have to drive back. I've already requested the day off.
You know what you can always do? If they try to mess with you, just demand a paper ballot.
Demand a paper ballot.
Yeah,
doing. But you know what? One thing I just want to throw in before I go, and that is that, you know, growing up, you know, you always hear about these conspiracy theorists and, you know, J.D. Salinger, Catcher in the Rye.
Mm.
You know, you've always heard about all these things, and you always want to dismiss it. Just go, it's ridiculous. Well, I got to tell you, it is this kind of administration that makes the black helicopters and everything seem so legitimate.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's definitely fuel for the fire, and I have to fight my own conspiracy leanings to try and filter through and get to some semblance of truth, but you're absolutely right. When there's this much secrecy within an administration, it certainly makes us believe the worst, especially if we have a good imagination.
I think
you're doing a great job. We really appreciate everything you're doing. Keep it up.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, John.
No, I really think that my antenna are up just by this voter registration thing. With these massive numbers of people, I think they're going to try and find a way, whatever that way may be, to how best to put this, query the election.
Well, but dude, maybe there's a groundswell that's really happening. Maybe this is the outcry we've really been waiting for. Maybe people will really come together, whether they're independents or liberals, progressives, Democrats, even some Republicans. Maybe there is enough energy out there that's fed up with the secrecy and the lies and the misleading of this administration that if something goes down, there would be that sort of like public sort of civic outcry that, you know, we always have believed is possible in this country when things have gotten this bad.
You're an optimist after all, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a radical optimist on some level. And it's weird, the conspiracy he's referring to is sort of a sort of marginal conspiracy about the Catcher in the Rye being some sort of a Manchurian candidate programmer, like J.D. Salinger was some sort of like a operative, and that he wrote this book that if certain people read it, it'll just throw a switch in their head and they'll kill the president or be programmable, because it was found, I think, in Hinckley's... Hinckley was a compulsive reader of Catcher in the Rye.
Mark David Chapman
might have been, and they just say it's a very popular book amongst the assassination crowd.
Crowd, yeah.
So we'll be. What do you what? What?
We still got to talk about this debate tonight. Is there one? Yeah, there is one.
Yes,
Edwards and Cheney.
Yes, it's going to be the old devil versus the young, slick, smart man.
They're going Star Wars with the analogy this time. Instead of the boxing analogy they did with Kerry and Bush, now they're going Darth Vader versus Luke Skywalker.
Who's doing that spin? That's certainly not on Drudge Report.
No, that's a whole different thing.
Cheney's going down. I think that, you know, maybe his ticker will blow up. We'll be back in a second. It's 45 past the hour on Air America Radio.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-ups constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase 2 bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off 2 bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
We've undertaken the most sweeping reorganization of the federal government since the beginning of the Cold War.
We'll provide frontline defenders with the gear and the communications equipment and the intelligence that they need.
One of the most important steps we've taken is creating the Department of Homeland Security.
And we'll make sure that our public health system is ready for whatever comes its way.
Live presidential debate coverage and reaction Friday night on Sirius Right 142, Left 143, Air America 144, and Sirius NPR Now 106.
Want to get your child fired up about playing a sport? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. My wife taught me that it's not a good idea to push your kids into sports. Instead, do things to get them interested. Take them to a tennis match or a baseball game. Then, give them a book or magazine on the sport. Maybe even check out a video from the library. Get excited about the sport yourself and let them enjoy the overall experience. For ideas on how to keep your kids motivated once they do get involved with sports, go to FamilyMinute.net for a free information sheet. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. If you'd like to get today's Family Minute offer, visit our website, FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net. Or give us a call at 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
In the 2000 election, only 51% of Americans eligible to vote actually cast a ballot. 24% of Americans weren't even registered to vote at all. And until recently, I was one of them. Then a friend told me about JustVote.org, a nonprofit organization with a fast and easy way to register online. Go to JustVote.org, enter your zip code, and follow the simple instructions. You can also find your local polling place, tell a friend about JustVote.org, and donate money to help get more people registered. It's our democracy. Let's make it work. JustVote.org.
Speak out on Sirius.
Get serious about your vote.
Yeah, this is Bob here in Chicago. I will absolutely be voting for George Bush because the idea that John Kerry in the White House is selling our sovereignty to the UN and especially France just scares the bejeezies out of me.
Hi, my name's Barry Martin. I'm calling from Mason, Tennessee. I just wanted to say that I think John Kerry will make an excellent president. George Bush is a lying, thieving president, and we need to get rid of him. How come he wasn't impeached?
My name's Daryl from Blackfoot, Idaho, and I feel that Americans that do not vote should have their rights to free speech stripped away.
This is Terry in Schaumburg, Illinois. I just wish that everyone would go out and vote. Very important.
Tell us why this presidential election is important to you.
Call 1-877-33-SIRIUS and press 4.
To speak out on Sirius.
We are fighting for our lives here. But it's fun, man. It's fun. I'm having a good time.
Amen.
I'm not going to get all morose.
Why
not
get morose?
Not going to get despairing, man.
Cheney will be destroyed.
I believe in people, bro.
Tonight on TV.
I believe in people's power, man. Yeah, how about that? How about that? How about Patti Smith's The People Have the Power? How about that song, which they used to close at the Vote for Change tour? Maybe that's what Patti Smith brings to the table. Maybe it's not that she's just a drug addict, needs an intervention. I thought she was political. Maybe she just writes songs that are empowering because that's her job. Man. Speaking of that, though, that was a great concert. And they've added a date, by the way. They've added a date to the Vote for Change tour. It's going to be October 13th at the Continental Airlines Arena in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
For, of course, Jersey!
The big Bruce Fest. And we're going to get to the debate stuff in a minute, but I just wanted to share this with our listeners. I sat down with Mike Mills, who is the bass player of REM. Had a nice chat with him before the show, and I brought it back. So this was from the bowels of Wachovia Center. This is, me talking to Mike Mills. We're talking to Mike Mills, the bass player of REM. On the date, tonight is the first night of the Vote for Change tour. So, John Kerry was a bass player, and you are a bass player. So, how can you characterize a bass player personality, and does he live up to it?
Wow, I hadn't thought about it that way. Bass player, solid, good for compromise, keeps things together. I think those are pretty good qualifications. John Kerry seems to have those.
Because I've met a couple of bass players in my life, and it always seems like, they're the guys that are, if you don't know it, they're secretly running the whole thing.
That's quite true. I mean, if you look at John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, that's a great example. I mean, he wrote all the string parts. He arranged a lot of those songs. He was a fulcrum of the band, and you don't get the attention, but that's fine.
Now, in terms of the Swing State Tour, whose idea was this? Did you guys, all together, did Bruce call you guys? Did you call Bruce? Did someone call John? Who called James Taylor? And why did they call Dave Matthews?
Well, we knew we wanted to do something, something loud and something visible on this election. We just didn't know what. And we started looking around and found that Pearl Jam and Kelly Curtis had some ideas about stuff to do. And so the managers began talking, Burtis Downs for us and Kelly Curtis for Pearl Jam, and John Landau came into picture for Springsteen, and they came together with the idea of the best way to maximize the time and energy would be to do what we do best, which is play music, and do something that's never been done before, which is all these musicians playing on the same night in the same state in different cities.
And now, this is the first night of the tour for you guys. Now, you guys, you're from Georgia originally, so I'm assuming that not all of your fans are necessarily Democrats. Do you think that you're going to... What kind of effect do you think you're going to have on the fans that aren't necessarily Democrats? Do you think that you're going to get any backlash from that, or you might change some minds, or they're just not going to care and come see you anyways?
I think you'll get all three. I think there are going to be a few of them who get so angry that we're doing this that they may not be fans anymore. But, the thing is, well, where have you been for the last 15 years? I mean, our politics have always been pretty clear. There will be some people I'd like to think we're going to change some people's minds. I've certainly done that in talking to some of my friends. I've managed to convince them to get off the fence at least one way or another.
So you actually have friends. See, it's hard for me to even imagine, as an artist myself to some degree, I'm a comic by trade, and comics are different than musicians, but it's hard for me to see that you would have friends that were actually Republicans.
Oddly enough, I do. Some of them pretty far to the right of center. But, you know, I'm able to separate that as a rule, and there, and a lot of our fans are able to separate our politics from our music too. So, you know, in terms of fallout from this, I don't expect too much, and B, I don't care, because this is far too important to, none of these artists that are doing this are worried about the effect on their career. It's just more important than that.
Well, thanks for joining me. It's been great.
It's been my pleasure.
That was Mike Mills. I talked to him like just a couple hours before the concert. It was a nice time. R.E.M. was great. Poverty was amazing. Bruce Springsteen was the first time I'd ever seen him. If you want to see these guys and other artists like Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, John Mellencamp, the Dixie Chicks, and lots of other great bands who are trying to make positive change in this country, go to www.moveonpack.org/VFC. Is that on the website, Larson? Clutch Larson? You can go to Morning Sedition for more information at morningsedition.com. These are people that are taking action, you know, and it's great, you know, on those phone calls, too, about people, you know, registering people to vote. I mean, this is great stuff because it's really paying off. It's a real grassroots reaction to this sort of strange kind of fanatical networking that the Republicans have been doing for some, you know, 20-odd years.
Well, the Republicans, I think, try to convince the country that everybody thinks like they do. And these concerts prove otherwise, and I think they're important, if for no other reason than to reinforce among people who end up... You know, I've met people, Mark, who live in communities that are predominantly Republican, where the flags are outside, and really, you know, the dissent of being a Democrat is not all that well tolerated by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, what these concerts tend to do is, like, connect people who may be in those kind of isolated situations so they can feel comfortable with who they are.
And I also think what they do is they make people like, I'm not going to vote. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just regular people that just don't bother, you know? And I think it's important that these people, you know, now, you know, either when their friends are jabbing them, saying, come on, just go register. What's the big deal? You know, that I think it's really making a difference in this voting drive, and that most people who don't vote, I think, probably are more progressive or Democratic than, and have lost a certain amount of hope.
Yeah.
Or people that usually were represented by Democratic policies who no longer think their voice counts or that they live in a Republican state. There's a number of excuses, but like we've been saying here on the show, that it's going to be turnout that makes a difference.
Yeah, and the Bush-Cheney campaign knows that this surge in registrations is not good news for them. That's why they're putting such stake in tonight's debate between Kerry and Edwards. I'm sorry, Cheney and Edwards. I keep saying it. The problem I got with Dick Cheney is a fundamental one, and it goes back a ways. Dick Cheney branded Nelson Mandela a terrorist, wanted the ANC, the African National Congress, which now, by the way, rules South Africa and has for the last decade, wanted them in the mid-1980s when he was in Congress, branded as a terrorist organization. And there were people in his own party, led, by the way, by Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, who killed that effort.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no doubt in anyone's mind, certainly of our persuasion, that, you know, Dick Cheney is a secretive, evil, you know, very political, very down and dirty old hand at this.
Yep.
And it's going to be a very compelling debate because, you know, all he's going to have is, like, he's going to have, like, things like, you know, Edwards is inexperienced. He doesn't know what's really going on. And Edwards is going to be able to call him on all his mistakes and all of his, you know, lies.
And there have been many.
Here's the liberal agenda for today from the Streisand compound. Write these down. 1, turn on Cheney-Edwards debate. Turn down audio. Put on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. It'll blow your mind. 2, check with Kabbalah leaders to see which string color is correct for debate watching. 3, as a symbolic gesture, against 4 years of the Bush administration, organize nationwide day of colonic cleansing for Kerry. 4, send Edwards a fax during the debates. Try to provoke Cheney into using the F word with repeated bald jokes, Halliburton jokes, and lesbian daughter jokes. 5, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. That's not Cheney, man. They use a replicant for debates. If you get up close, you can hear it. Man. What do we got next hour there, Riley?
Coming up in the next hour, we've got the latest on Iraq, Mark Maron's Dream Diary, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, the Liberal Confessional, and so much more for you here on Air America Radio.
Get serious about your vote.
Hey, America. My name is Amir. I'm a truck driver. I was born and raised in the Middle East. We're not all terrorists. Now I am a proud citizens of the United States of America. This country has done a lot for me. Do not take America for granted. So I try to return the favor to my favorite country by volunteering whenever I can, performing jury duty whenever I am called on, and most importantly, make sure I vote every chance I get. Get out and vote. May God bless America. Thank you.
My name's Daryl from Blackfoot, Idaho, and I feel that Americans that do not vote should have their rights to free speech stripped away.
Tell us why this presidential election is important to you.
Call 1-877-33-SIRIUS and press 4.
To speak out on Sirius. Ben.
I am the Edison photograph. To delight those who would have melody on.
Now, Sirius, Satellite Fresh. It's on.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman with 28 days to go before the election. A New York Times CBS News poll reveals that many Americans were reassured of John Kerry's ability to handle an international crisis or a terrorist attack with a more favorable image than Bush. But the Democrat, according to the poll, is still having a hard time of shaking the image that he panders to voters. The poll also revealed that there's considerable doubt out there about Bush's policies towards Iraq. This with the majority of the public saying the United States invaded Iraq too soon, and that the administration did a poor job of looking at the flip side of war in Iraq. No end to the violence in Iraq. Three powerful car bombings yesterday morning claimed the lives of 24 people and the wounding of well over 100. The bombings were another example of the relative ease the insurgents have been able to stage attacks despite recent counteroffensive by U.S. and Iraqi forces on land and in the air. There was a firefight between the Iraqi police and the insurgents following one of the explosions in Baghdad yesterday. One of the blasts occurred near a checkpoint to the fortified headquarters of the American Embassy in the new interim Iraqi government. 15 people were reported killed at the site, with some 82 wounded. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has hand-delivered ammunition to the Kerry Edwards campaign with an admission of sorts that he saw no strong hard evidence linking Iraq's Saddam Hussein and the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Rumsfeld made the statement yesterday. It's in sharp contrast to what the Bush administration has been saying all along. Rumsfeld made the comment just before Vice President Dick Cheney is scheduled to participate in his first and only debate with Senator Edwards. There's no question that the Rumsfeld statement will be a part of tonight's impending Gab Fest. After a spectacular showing of the initial polls on the heels of the first presidential debate, a new Pew Research poll suddenly shows more voters consider President Bush a stronger leader who could do a better job in combating terrorism. Despite this, those same respondents to the Pew poll believe John Kerry clearly won the first debate that was focused on foreign policy. Pew's survey reveals that a Republican incumbent has a slight lead over Kerry, 49-44%. Bush was also slightly up in an ABC Washington Post poll released yesterday. Most polls, however, say John Kerry has gained considerable ground over Bush, with still two more debates left before the election. If the scenes outside election offices in a dozen states where voter registration deadlines ended yesterday was any indication, the vote on Election Day will be extremely heavy and tight. Many officials reported record numbers of new voters showed up to become a part of the process. This amid charges of fraud and the disqualification of some voter applications. Some election boards were reportedly overwhelmed by the turnout. A complete accounting of the registration figures across each state, let alone the country, won't be finished for several weeks to come. Other state deadlines fall later this week and month. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Now serving for the match, it's Jimmy Wang. Serves to Lee. Wang. Lee. Backhand by Wang. Lee. Wang, with a tremendous forehand, wins the World Series of Ping Pong.
There's the World Series, and then there's the World Series. The season wraps up. For some, it's going to be a long, cold winter, but one team will call themselves world champs. The season wraps up on ESPN Radio, Sirius 120. Go to Sirius.com for the game broadcast schedule.
This is Earth and Sky, Monday, October 4th. The United Nations has declared October 4th through 10th World Space Week.
And a space-minded listener wants to know, what would happen if I struck a match in space?
Here on Earth, a match burns because of a chemical reaction between the fuel on the match head and oxygen in Earth's atmosphere. In space, oxygen molecules are few and far between. There's nothing for the fuel to react with, so a match wouldn't light.
Inside the space shuttle, astronauts have done flame experiments, but only in closed containers. Otherwise, the astronauts would risk being burned, while soot might damage sensitive equipment. To light fuel in a container, astronauts usually use a hot wire, much like what you'd find inside a toaster. So a shuttle astronaut would never strike a match. But let's imagine what would happen if you were allowed to strike a match in the open air on the space shuttle.
The match would light because there's oxygen inside the shuttle, but the flame wouldn't have the teardrop shape you see in earthly gravity. In space, the heated gas from a match expands, but there's no preferred direction for it to go. So you'd see a bubble or sphere of fire around your lighted match.
Special thanks today to the National Space Grant Foundation on the web at www.spacegrant.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
Stuart, how are those hedges coming, little man?
Dad!
Sorry, you're not little. You're 5. Man, you're holding a 10-horsepower gas hedge trimmer. I should watch myself, huh? So, fire her up and show those hedges who they're messing with.
But I could get hurt.
Don't focus on the negative. Come on, go get him, killer! Ah, that's the battle cry of a lawn warrior. Now, steady the blade! Where are those hedges?
Dad!
Think of the trimmer as an extension of your arm. Come on, keep that arm away from
the cat.
Oh, and the neighbor's new car.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Dad, make it stop!
Come back here. You can do the neighbor's drugs after you finish ours.
For more information, go to boosterseat.com. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour. And this is Morning Sedition.
Go. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Good morning, people. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher, kings and queens, working class heroes, and people who think that listening to Air America in and of itself is doing something. You people are doing something by listening to us. You're listening to us. There you go, Mark Riley.
Is that all?
Yeah. Where's Mark Riley's mic?
Is that all?
There he is.
Is that all they're doing?
No. They are activating their brains. They're having a good time. They're being entertained by me and you.
Okay.
By Kalo on the board, by Clutch Larson in the booth, Brendan P.W. McDonald, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, grandson of Edith Sontz, and nephew to Risa and Joey Sontz in Boston.
All right.
The list grows. Pashman is connected to the broader, I'd like to say, the broader Jewish wheel of life.
The broader Jewish wheel of life.
He is part of the large, ever-growing...
circle.
I don't know what it is.
The circle will never be unbroken.
It petered out. Petered out in the middle there, Riley. I was in the... Brendan P.W. McDonald.
Yes.
Last night, you know, is at the garden watching a little wrestling.
For Raw!
He's watching a little wrestling because he's a wrestling fan, and it was his idea, actually, for this big match we're having today. I can't believe the dude's really coming in.
Are we
in.
Supposed to thank him for that?
But I just can't believe we got a guy coming in.
I know.
I don't even know, you know, how we're going to pull this off. You know, but, you know, I don't even... This
easy.
Guy,
we'll whip his ass.
All right, but this guy Dave called, and he's written us 2 emails. He said he's definitely coming, and the deal is we solicited a Republican to come in and wrestle a host. And now,
And we got a belligerent Republican who's coming in. Belligerent Republican is talking about me wearing a dress. Let me tell you something, Dave. You need to protect your neck because you got a neck like a stack of dimes, all right?
Yeah.
Come on in here.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more of that.
Yeah. You want to throw some hands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I got plenty of guys here who are going to do my bidding for me.
That's right. We're going to slam on you from the 42nd floor of this building.
I'm no wussy. All right, but I'm right on the wussy cusp.
Well, look, Dave is 5'6 and goes a whole one, strapping 145, so.
Oh, hell. No problem. This is going to be good, though. It's going to be exciting. So, anyways, Brendan, P.W. McDonald's at the Garden last night at a wrestling event. This guy, Eugene, I don't know nothing about wrestling. You know more than me.
Yeah, Eugene is a mentally challenged young man who is called,
I guess. The character is mentally
challenged. The character is mentally challenged.
But not retarded.
Not retarded.
Not a retard.
Well, they don't call him that. They call him a simpleton.
He doesn't call himself that.
He doesn't call himself
because
much anything.
Wrong.
He talks to himself, but he doesn't call himself much.
Those are bad words.
Yes.
Yes.
Retard. Bad word.
Bad word.
Simpleton?
Unless you're saying it about flame retardant.
Okay.
Flame retardant
pajamas.
That's
a different kind of retard.
Yes.
But wait a minute.
That will retard my ability to catch on
burn
fire.
Up. Yeah. But now, is he a simpleton? Is simpleton a bad word?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, it
is. Well, he's a simpleton.
There's a lot of Republicans that I think could be called simpletons. And Democrats as well. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to.
Are we going to talk about the debate?
I'm sorry.
I'm only kidding.
Well, we got to tell the story. So, Brendan's at the Garden.
Yes.
It's a wrestling event. Eugene is wrestling, and there's a guy apparently right in the front row that said, with a sign.
Yes.
That says, Eugene took my shoe.
Now, there's only one place that someone could have gotten that phrase.
Sit back, folks, especially if you're new to the show.
If you have any question about what John Kerry's made up, just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him.
John Kerry? He bad.
John Kerry bad.
I don't like him.
John Kerry bad.
John Kerry loses. Me no like John Kerry.
He not good.
John Kerry's my poop. Fire truck.
John Kerry not good.
Kerry no good.
Bad.
I don't like John Kerry.
John Kerry took my shoe.
Switchboard Reference for Truth is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
That has now entered the great global unconscious. That is now out there. It is a active synapse in the collective media. Unconscious.
Well, hey, it was on TV before millions last night. You don't know how many people watch Raw across the country. That's a very popular. It's one of the most popular shows on cable.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So you've hit the top, man.
Oh yeah, we've got one through.
Yeah, there
apparently
you go.
We can't get an article written on our show or any billboards or any stickers or anything like that. We do have T-shirts available at morningsedition.com, but we do have it out there in the world. The took my shoe.
There you go.
That little meme. Is that what that would be? A little meme, like a little information gene that floats around and grows. Soon it will be bigger than life.
It will have tentacles.
So Tuesday, October 5th, deadline in New Mexico to register to vote.
Yeah.
Wednesday, October 6th, deadline in Missouri to register to vote. Friday, October 8th, Minnesota, North Carolina. But in Minnesota, you may also register in person on Election Day. October 12th, Nevada and Oregon. Wake up. Get out there and do it. Register to vote before the 12th or on the 12th. October 13th, West Virginia. We need you there. Get out and register to vote. October 20th, Wisconsin. You also may register in person on Election Day. October 23rd, Iowa and New Hampshire. And also New Hampshire will not accept national voter registration forms.
They're a separate country, are they?
Well, you know, New Hampshire.
Okay.
You know, they've got their own thing going. You know, New Hampshire, state-run liquor stores.
But wait a minute. It's
anything.
A national voter registration form. National implies the nation.
Take it up with New Hampshire.
Okay.
All right. Maine, a voter may register. That's November 2nd in Maine. Oh, so that's kind of
day
close.
Of.
That's kind of really close. I hope they can get your forms processed. A voter, you can register in person up to and including Election Day. But so there's your information. Get out and register. It is making a difference. It's really making a difference. We've got a story here that the voter registration drives are really working. People are turning out in droves all over. They can barely handle the intake of registrations in Ohio. Hundreds of thousands of people are showing up to register. You think they would have, maybe we ought to put a couple of new people on. Get a couple more people to,
I feel bad for
those people that are understaffed and having to deal with that, but it's a beautiful thing. 200 and some odd thousand new voters.
Well, let's just hope that those 200 some odd thousand new voters will actually be able to vote on Election Day. That's the important thing. It's one thing to register, it's something else to turn out, and it's something else for these election commissions and boards of election across the country to actually process all of these registrations.
Do you know how many hundreds of thousands? I'm
going
to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now.
Tell me.
In Ohio, by Monday morning, had 64,000 and 45 new voter registrations on hand.
That's in one county. That's Hamilton County, where Cincinnati is.
I just want to make sure I got the numbers right.
There you go.
You know, I mean, because I'm all about, you know, facts.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm not ignorant of the facts. It just broke my heart yesterday that somebody called me on my volcano joke and said it wasn't a meteorologist, but that got him a laugh.
But it was a joke.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
I could have been being ironic.
I corrected myself. It's a geologist or a volcanologist.
Is this really such a thing as a volcanologist?
I don't know if that. Well, there's the volcanologists who only studies Vulcans, and those guys are not credited. You don't have to go to school for that. You can get a diploma from the Star Trek fan club, but there's the volcanologist is somebody quite different. Volcanologist is a 2-year program at a community college. That you actually have to
certificate or associates.
No, it's a very important thing that these people do in monitoring the 3 or 4 active volcanoes on the planet. And, you know, in order to get out there and say, yep, there's hot stuff coming out of that hole, and to say it with a certain amount of authority, you know what I'm doing? I'm being condescending and smug and showing a certain amount of contempt for science, and I don't mean to do that. Thank you. I want to thank all the volcanologists out there, and the volcanologists, and also the geologists, because in order to get passionate about rocks, it takes a certain type of person that has a very deep desire to understand where the Earth comes from, what the Earth is about, and I respect that.
There's a documentary that they did about a volcano that erupted in Montserrat, down in the Caribbean.
Did that sound earnest at all?
Earnest?
A little bit.
Close.
Yeah, because I do.
Close to earnest.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I do want people to know that, you know, that just because I was too lazy to really study anything with any real cohesion, that I have a certain amount of self-hate. So there's a little bit of contempt and also a begrudging respect for anybody that can really do something.
But a lot of these guys just stand there and talk about, ooh, look at all the smoke. There was this guy that did a documentary on a volcano in Montserrat that erupted a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And this guy stood at the lip of the volcano as it started to go up. Mm-hmm. Now, that's guts.
And I expect that from CNN reporting. If these guys...
No, this guy wasn't with CNN.
No, but I'm mad. You know, I want... You know, I know there's other big issues, and we're talking about the issues today. But, you know, if Anderson Cooper and all those CNN dummies are going to go down and, you know, stand in the wind and the rain, the hurricane, to get good reports, I want them up there with Sophia. Gas and flaming hot horrible steam
magma
coming out of that giant hole. I want them on the lip of that volcano taking the real risks for journalism.
You want to see their hair set
these
on fire.
Guys, yeah, these guys are all about confronting weather. Okay?
But do they win?
And I want them to take the next step and confront magma. 16 past the hour. We'll be back in a second on Air America Radio.
Hey, you guys, remember, there are two kinds of Americans, voters and morons. Register to vote through our link at morningsedition.com. Please, please, will you? Thanks.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a 4-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke-Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-Free in 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Join us October 11th for the Vote for Change concert, live from D.C. with Springsteen, R.E.M., the Dixie Chicks, Dave Matthews, and a slew of others. It's 4 hours of great music and a chance to show your support for John Kerry. Well, if you're a writer, turn it up for the music and just turn it down between the songs. The Vote for Change concert, Monday the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM 8.
Has someone offended you? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. If a family member, friend, coworker, or even a boss has said or done something to upset you, what should you do? Tell other people? Well, no. You need to go to that person and gently let them know how they've hurt you. If they don't respond, bring along one or two other people and approach them again. In doing all this, be sure you're coming to them with clean hands, without any grudges of your own. When you work for unity in your relationships, you'll be amazed at the results. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find some great resources for strengthening your family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net. Or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
They're in your bathroom cabinet, under the kitchen sink, in your garage. They're ordinary household products that kids as young as 10 sniff to get high. What these kids don't know is that sniffing can cause instant death. Talk to your kids. Know where they're going, who they're with, and what they're doing. If you know what your kids are up to, they're much less likely to sniff and inhale them. Awareness. The anti-drug.
Bye.
That's right, 22 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio, coming to you from the elevated bunker in New York City, the capital of the liberal elite. Remember, New York City voter registration deadline, October 8th.
October 8th, that's this Friday.
Not in the bag. Your vote counts. It counts. It all counts. Popular vote counts.
Word.
That's what I say. So tomorrow, what is it? Today's Tuesday. Oh, no, I got 2 days before my therapist. Here's last night's dream diary. It's a doozy. I'm watching the vice presidential debates, and it's way wilder than Bush Kerry. After the introduction, the stage goes red and fills with smoke. Bells toll, and deep jungle drums start pounding ominously. The audience begins chanting along with the drums. Cheney, Cheney. Slowly, clearly, they've been drugged. Then a purple spotlight hits Cheney, who is wearing nothing but a red diaper. His heaving belly and face are smeared with blood and intestines, and he's eating a dead baby. Cheney is then carried on stage in a sedan chair by two scantily clad leopard women, blood dripping from their whiskers and claws. They set him down and curl up at his feet, purring. He reaches in a bag and tosses them a dead baby, which they fight over.
Who dare defy me? Cheney roars. Just then, Edward steps behind the podium in a tailored blue suit. No drums, no bells. And if you'd eaten any dead babies recently, you couldn't tell. Says, I'm here, Sugar Pants. Let's debate. Edward says. Cheney roared in agonized pleasure, and his chest split in two, swelling muscles tearing open his flesh to reveal the glistening red demon underneath. A sharp pair of horns sprouted on top of his head, a sinister gleam shooting out from behind his aviator glasses. Edward yawned and checked his watch. Come and face your doom! The Cheney demon cried and took a bite of a fresh baby. Edward just smiled and says, if my opponent has decided not to use the full 2 minutes, may I just say how pleased I am to have this opportunity to share John Kerry's and my vision for a stronger America. Why do you not fear me? The Cheney demon snarled. Edward smiled again and said, because you work for me, little man, and then parted his hair to reveal a mark, 666. Edward stopped smiling and said, now come and face your doom. And then his muscles ripped open his flesh, and Edwards transformed into a demon five times Cheney's size and colored blue. The 50-foot Edwards then grabbed the Cheney demon by the throat with a giant blue wand and laughed. How is this possible? Cheney screeched, bleeding from the eyes. Edwards gazed down at Cheney and grinned horribly. Because I don't go negative. He says, and ate Cheney in one bite. I woke up, and my bed was filled with sulfur. So says the volcanologist.
Ah.
Who's a specialist in demons. That, you know, some volcanologists have to actually, they have to minor in demonology just in case you don't know what's going to come out of one of those holes, you know. No one's seen it yet, but there's no telling that, you know, these volcanoes might just be the, you know, the door opening to what we all, the worst expected.
Hell.
There you go.
Hell on wheels.
And please, no emails about characterizing Edwards as a demon. It was a dream. I have no responsibility over my subconscious. And he wins.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. So here we go. We're talking now about...
the debates. The throwdown tonight at Case Western University in Cleveland.
I do love this, though, also, that Cheney dismisses this whole sort of the global testing that the Republicans have sort of latched onto as a new spin thing, what he said. In the debates.
Kerry.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I switched gears on you, though. But they're trying to make it seem like he's basically in the debate said that, you know, what Kerry would do is turn it over to a global, to the UN or to the global. He would give power to other nations to make decisions about our military.
About American security and when to deploy American troops. And everybody knows the sentence before that was Kerry would never cede. Security.
Well, it's just beautiful that Kerry just said, quote, it's almost sad. It's certainly pathetic because all they can do is grab a little phrase and try to play a game and scare Americans. It's beautiful what he's doing to this guy. It's like, you know, Bush is on the ropes, man, because Kerry's basically characterized him as a guy who's out of touch with reality, and all evidence proves that. And now he's just basically saying, oh, look, isn't it sad?
Now you got Dick Cheney tonight. Who's going to get up in this debate, or actually they're sitting down. They're not going to be standing up like the presidential debaters were.
Yeah.
They're going to be sitting down. It's a town hall style situation. Gwen Ifill from PBS is the moderator. But to me, what is upsetting about this, or I shouldn't say this beforehand, but Cheney has been wrong so many times in his public life. I mean, just completely wrong.
Yeah.
Off the scope. Couldn't get anything passed in Congress. Couldn't understand why South African freedom fighters were doing the right thing. Couldn't understand all these things. And yet he's going to come up and try and project himself to the American people as some voice of experience.
Yeah.
Experience at what? Wrong?
Failing and, you know, getting draft deferments?
Yeah. I had other priorities rather than Vietnam.
Well, he's going to try, I think, you know, according to some of the stuff that I read, and obviously he's going to try and, you know, politicize 9/11. He's going to try and exploit the fears of the people. He's going to try and press on this sort of homeland security, you know, we're safer thing. I mean, this is a guy that continues to insist that there's a connection between Iraq and the terrorists pre-9/11, which isn't true now, of course.
Even Rumsfeld says it's not true now.
Today or yesterday he said that. He basically said there's no concrete evidence that there was a connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
And Al-Qaeda, yeah. But see, they have to try and promote the two as being one because that's the only way that there's any justification for invading Iraq. I mean, there really isn't any, given what they said there was and what they said was going on. And now it's like, oh, well, okay, he was a bad man. Yeah. Well, gee, there's like dozens of them that we do business with.
Yeah.
In this country.
I think Edwards is slick enough to call him on the corporate contracts, on the Halliburton stuff, on his record, you know, on the fact that, you know, that Bush is ineffective. I mean, I think that Edwards can really outslick this guy, and it's going to be an exciting debate.
Well, watch out for them going after Edwards' trial lawyer thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those old, tired things that they keep trying to drag up.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything.
Nah, it means absolutely nothing. When we come back, at Rock First of a Nation, Liberal Confessional, and you on the phones, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. When we come back here on Air America Radio.
LegalTees.net, the website where you'll find the t-shirts that are funny, whimsical, political, and maybe even controversial. Do you know why sharks don't attack lawyers? I speak basic. What do you speak? To find the answers, go to LegalTees.net. That's LegalTees.net. You can choose computer tees, legal tees, political tees, or custom make your own shirt. Go to LegalTees.net and decide for yourself.
You will not be considered unpatriotic if you disagree with our shirts.
This week on MotherJones.com, dealing with the merchant of death. And you thought Halliburton was bad. It turns out that the Bush crowd has hired an airline company tied to Victor Boot, one of the world's most notorious arms traffickers, to run charter missions for the U.S. military in Iraq. Get the full story at MotherJones.com. Every week on MotherJones.com, you'll find exclusive reports and timely pointers to the best of the independent web. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. All eyes are focused on tonight's debate between Dick Cheney and John Edwards. It'll be their first and only debate. Many are expected to tune in, but perhaps nowhere near the record number of people who watched Bush-Kerry last week. Pundits say both Cheney and Edwards have plenty to pull from for tonight's contest. A senior Pentagon intelligence officer says prisoner interrogations at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have not prevented a single terrorist attack. Officer also contends that the President and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld have wildly exaggerated their intelligence value. Government should hit the national debt's $7.4 trillion ceiling this month, with the Bush administration telling Congress again it should raise the limit. Administration would be taking a chance with just weeks before the general election. And Bush returned to the campaign trail yesterday trying to recover from his recent poll slip by attacking Kerry on the foreign policy stance. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
For the next few weeks, every water cooler conversation's gonna be about the election. Even though you're Mr. or Ms. Liberal, don't let Mary from accounting blindside you with her Republican diatribe.
Mary from accounting.
Get the facts and get the feel for what the right is saying. Laura Ingraham, she's savvy.
Savvy.
She's sharp, even though she swings to the other side.
Laura.
9 a.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific.
Ingraham.
On Sirius Patriot 141.
This is Earth and Sky. A listener wrote to ask if a compass would work on the moon.
If you landed on the moon, your compass needle would move, but it wouldn't point north, south, or any other useful direction. That's because, unlike Earth, the moon doesn't have a global magnetic field to pull on a compass needle.
A compass needle is just a magnet. And like all magnets, it has a north pole and a south pole. Earth itself acts like a magnet in the sense that it has a magnetic field and a north and south magnetic pole. Because magnetic opposites attract, a compass needle's south pole is tugged toward Earth's north magnetic pole. That's why a compass needle is said to point north.
Like Earth, most planets in our solar system have global magnetic fields. You could trust your compass on Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, and several of Jupiter's moons. But what these planets and moons have in common is a liquid core, or middle layer, that conducts electricity and is influenced by the planet or moon's spin. This movement generates an invisible magnetic field that wraps around the globe.
Our moon, however, is thought to have either a solid core or a very small liquid core, so it doesn't have magnetic poles. But it does have magnetic rocks on its surface. So, on the moon, your compass needle would spin randomly as you walked. To learn more, visit our website at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
My dad
can throw a baseball 100 million feet.
Yeah, well, my dad can throw a football 1,000 bazillion feet. That's twice as far.
So, my dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
That's nothing. My dad can make a 360 two-handed backward slam dunk with his eyes closed.
Yeah, well, my dad, he can make quarters come out of his nose.
Big deal. My dad can eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite.
Get out.
Yep, that's impossible. He'd explode. Boom!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. Remember, it takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can crush a soda can with his head.
No way.
I saw him do it.
Cool.
Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to food safety, experts stress that cold temperatures will keep harmful bacteria from growing or multiplying on food. Remember the 2-hour rule. Refrigerate or freeze perishables as soon as possible. And don't let food sit out at room temperature for more than 2 hours. Refrigerating foods quickly is one way you can give bacteria the cold shoulder. Brought to you by the Partnership for Food Safety Education.
What's up, y'all? This Jay Bug.
Yo, this Raz B.
Yo, what's up? This Lil Fizz.
Yo, what up? I'm Marion.
And we're B2K.
Right now, we working in the studio.
And that's a lot of work. When we go on tour, we perform live.
We have to know our dance routines, words to the songs, music.
And we have to be on point every time. Our music is pretty energetic.
I mean, it's a real hard job.
We can't look sloppy on stage. That's why we don't have time for drugs.
You want to get somewhere?
Forget about drugs. A message from Partnership for a Drug-Free America and MAP.
Visit drugfreeamerica.org.
Take it easy. So let your freak flag fly, Iraqis, because drugs are great. Why? Obviously, the first reason is because they make you forget you're in Iraq. How do you think our soldiers stay over there for months at a time? Hey. Second, you can blame anything on drugs, crime, violence, poverty. No, these aren't patriotic insurgents protecting their homeland from foreign invaders. Those are drug-crazed lunatics hopped up on crank, jonesing junkies, killing for kicks. Now, here's the beauty part. After you blame every social problem on drugs, you can declare a war on drugs, which means you can hit up the taxpayers for guns, police, prisons, whatever. Here's another beauty part. It never ends. You can fight a war on drugs forever. There's no real enemy, so you can work every angle. Manufacture the drugs, sell the drugs, fight the drugs. Drugs even create jobs. Law enforcement, rehab, and we haven't even gotten into what it will do for your music industry. Drugs are groovy, man. Let us know if you need more. It's a long, strange trip. So good luck and God bless. This is day 98 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation. Live free or die. Glenn in Long Island. How are you, buddy? Are you there?
What's How's up? It going, Glenn?
Okay, I just got back from another trip to Florida, so I have a little Florida report.
Okay, oh, what's up down there?
There's some pluses and minuses. I can tell you that some Kerry Edwards lawn signs are popping up in places where they were not a few weeks ago.
So they're, you're seeing more signs in places that are surprising.
Yes.
Great. Somebody from Florida must have stolen mine, Glenn, because somebody took mine off my front lawn between Sunday and Monday.
Well, on the negative side, I can tell you the evangelical relatives down there, when I asked them about the election, they continue to tell me the church's position, but never their own.
Well, maybe they don't have their own, and the church's is enough.
Well, you know, I guess they're not supposed to have their own, because you're supposed to just follow the church.
Yeah, see what fear does?
God bless the child who's got their own, I guess.
So what else can you tell us, Glenn?
Well, I mean, that's about it from Florida this time. Like I said, it's kind of a mixed bag. There's the only billboard left standing after the hurricanes is a big George Bush billboard.
Well, that's sort of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
I wonder if the hurricane avoided it or they just rebuilt it secretly in the night on Jeb's instructions.
They may have done that, because when you're coming up I-95, you know, let's say from Daytona South, every billboard's blown out except for that one.
Yeah, it sounds a little questionable. Someone was smart enough to say, wow, so if we rebuild a billboard when no one's looking, it'll make it seem like Bush is strong.
Yep.
Pretty much.
All right, thanks for your call, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Glenn.
Well, this is interesting. It says we have John Edwards' brother-in-law on the line, Mr. Jay Ananya. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, thank you.
I'm pretty good. So you're John Edwards' brother-in-law. You're also a filmmaker. Is that true?
That's true.
And you're Elizabeth Edwards' brother.
I am that.
So you know this guy.
I do.
And is he really, what do we need to know about Edwards going into this debate? He seems like a really sweet, genuine guy, which I believe he is, but he's got an edge to him, right?
Yeah, that's the thing that I understand that he looks so young. Of course, he looks, you know, unnaturally young.
Yeah.
Much younger than his 51 years. And he looks and he behaves like a sweet, decent guy. And he is all of that.
Yeah.
What doesn't necessarily show up at first glance is that the guy's made of steel.
Mm-hmm.
He is very, very tough. You know, friends have been asking me in the recent days if I was nervous going into, tonight. And my answer is just absolutely not at all. The guy's nails.
Good.
Against somebody like Dick Cheney, who is a tough guy. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And no matter what you think of him, he's, you know, I would be less than frank to think that he's not a tough guy. There is not a person I would be happier to put up against such a toughness than John, in spite of the way he looks.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be a very exciting debate, and I'm sure that John Edwards knows that he's going up against the human incarnation of all that is bad.
Right, right. Well,
and
you know,
he's used
he
to that.
Know that.
He's actually going up against the human incarnation of all the corporations that your brother-in-law is used to fighting.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, this is, you know, this he's got a tremendous amount of experience going up against, I almost, you know, want to say not just, you know, people like Dick Cheney, basically Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
He is, and it's not just, you know, it's the guy that puts the corporate interests first, ahead of the little guy and ahead of anything else. But it's more than that. It's the kind of the arrogant, bullying type that John just has no time for and has fought his whole life, fought against his whole life.
Jay Ananya, what has the vice presidential candidate here been working on during this woodshed period when he's been in upstate New York? Are there specific things that he's going to take Cheney on about?
Well, I would not be surprised. I don't know that for sure. It's a pretty, you know, as you can imagine, a pretty tightly sealed process. But from speaking with John recently, I would not be at all surprised to see him hit him on a lot of different fronts. And I think that certainly Halliburton is something that Cheney has not had to answer for publicly. You know, Cheney's got this dismissive manner so that he feels that he can ignore criticism or, you know, laugh off like his Pat Leahy, you know. You know, to him it was just, you know, just another yucking day. And that's, you know, that's not sufficient.
So how is he
called on these things?
Yeah, definitely. And now is Edwards going to try and stay positive, or how do you think he's going to handle this strategically?
Well, positive is probably not the right word. I think John is going to come out pretty seriously after this guy. I think that John feels that this administration has not been called to account.
Yeah.
And that is his job. And
that's great.
Also, it's a challenge that he wants. John, though, has a way, and you probably witnessed this, he has a way to tell somebody that they're lying, and it makes it sound like it's a neutral, constructive observation.
Well, that's a good skill to have in this situation,
right.
That's for sure. So how is he going to respond to, you know, that Cheney's going to hit him with the trial lawyer junk?
Yeah, well, I mean, John welcomes that. I mean, you know, in a nutshell, John's trial law career is nothing but the rehearsal for the kind of public service that he intends to have, that he has had and intends to have. You know, it may seem like a cliche or a political talking point to say that he was there to give, you know, voice to those who didn't have a voice. The fact of the matter is that's exactly what it was. That's why he went into it. That's why he did it. And it happens that he was just really, really good at it.
Right.
Jay, do you think that Cheney's past failures, whether they be in Congress, whether they be advising various presidents, is that fair game for Senator Edwards?
I absolutely do think it's fair game. Will he go after that? I don't know. There's so much current stuff
that, you know, it's only 90 minutes. It was 90 days. I think you get into the kind of parties, I mean, of all sorts, both as the legislature, as the CEO of Halliburton. There's a tremendous amount of ammunition, almost an embarrassment of riches to go after him. And I think that my feeling is that he will address those issues that are most pertinent to the American people right now, and that's the economy and the war. The question is, can Dick Cheney, Mr., you know, tough guy, can he stand up to, no matter how courteous it is, a frontal assault? I think the Republicans have made a big mistake with Bush, and we saw the fruits of that. And they've made something of the same mistake with Cheney, which they've kept them so insulated for the past several months. I mean, Cheney's, you know, undisclosed location since 9/11, that you saw it in Bush. He was absolutely unable to conceive of the fact that somebody would not be a yes man to him.
Well, it's where Cheney is actually kept in a bunker. He's actually hooked up to machines to keep his robotic heart pumping properly.
Something's going on.
Jay, are you filming any of this?
Actually, I'm not. I've been asked that, you know, lots of times, and it's kind of hard to explain why not. I am a filmmaker, and I make both dramatic films and documentary films, so one would think that I would be doing this. It's almost like both as a brother-in-law and even more principally as, you know, a voter. I mean, I'm more worked up about this as an American citizen than I am as a brother-in-law.
So how's
this election is so huge that it seems like sort of yet another layer of involvement that my feeble mind can't absorb. I just want to vote.
How's your sister holding up?
Oh, she's doing amazingly well. I mean, far better than I or anybody else I know would be doing. This is a woman who said to me recently, rest is overrated, when she hadn't slept for several days and was still, you know, just sort of chugging along. She thrives on this, as does John.
Great.
I mean, you see both of them strangely get fresher and more rested.
Great.
As the thing grinds on.
That's good, because it certainly comes off that way. Thanks for talking to us, Jay.
Sure thing. Enjoyed it. Good work, guys.
Okay, right, thanks, Jay. I really appreciate it. That was Jay Anania. That's John Edwards' brother-in-law. It's Elizabeth Edwards' brother. It was great talking to him. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line. We'll take your calls in a second. We'll be back with the Liberal Confessional. And you on the phone, it's 45 past the hour. It's Air America Radio.
I'm Tim Robbins. It's time to wake up with Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
We're fighting for our lives here!
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day. But watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes get a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then I urge you to step off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know Cortislim people. You run into those Cortislim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, Cortislim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. Cortislim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle.
Call now and get $20 off when you purchase 2 bottles of Cortislim. $20 off 2 bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Now,
serving for the match, it's Jimmy Wang. Serves to Lee. Wang. Lee. Backhand by Wang. Lee. Wang, with a tremendous forehand, wins the World Series of Ping Pong. There's the World Series, and then there's the World Series. The season wraps up. For some, it's going to be a long, cold winter. But one team will call themselves world champs. The season wraps up on ESPN Radio, Sirius 120. Go to Sirius.com for the game broadcast schedule.
Speak out on Sirius.
Get serious about your vote.
This is Doug from New Jersey. I'll be voting for George W. Bush for re-election. I believe he has the resolve, the experience, the understanding, and he has the vision to keep this country safe from future attacks. There is no more important issue facing this country than national security. And I encourage everyone to cast a vote regardless of the candidate of your choice. Thank you.
Hi, this is Eric from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I'm going to be voting for John Kerry this November 2nd. And I want to encourage people not to just go out and vote, but also get involved with the campaign. And whichever side you're on, go out and mobilize your base. And this is going to be the closest election, so everybody has to get involved.
Tell us why this presidential election is important to you.
Call 1-877-33-SIRIUS and press 4.
To speak out on Sirius.
AIDS has killed nearly 6 million children worldwide. That's more than every child in every preschool, grade school, and high school in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Atlanta, and Miami combined. The time to do something is now. The place is apathyislethal.org. AIDS is preventable. Apathy is lethal.
A public service announcement brought to you by the United Nations Foundation and the Ad Council.
Racing thoughts, horrible images crept through my mind. I thought I was seeing the devil and kept asking my friends if I was dead. I felt like I was having a heart attack. When we got to the hospital, I was committed to the psychiatric ward. I spent the next 14 days there.
17-year-old Lynn Smith had always heard ecstasy was the harmless and happy drug, which is only true if she'd never used it. Leave ecstasy alone. To learn how or to read other real-life ecstasy tragedies, visit drugfreeamerica.org.
Good morning, it's 50 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning's Edition of Air America Radio.
Yo!
Coming to you from the elevated bunker in New York City, the capital.
The liberal elite.
Are we listening to T-Rex?
Nice.
Hey.
How do you like that? Every once in a while something just kicks on and it's like, wow, I love it. So sometimes it's not easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time. So I need to unburden myself. I stepped into the Morning Sedition Confessional. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, a blogger wrote and called me an adolescent, not funny, and said I should be replaced. And I responded in the only way I knew how.
By answering her criticism with a clear, thoughtful rebuttal?
Just calling her a bitch fall under that category?
Afraid not, young man. Her criticism of you may not have been constructive, but neither was your response.
But, dude, I mean, I want to make one thing clear. Her gender had nothing to do with my anger. Her statement, bitch, was a concise way of expressing how I felt. Does that make me a sexist? What am I supposed to say? Hey, that's not constructive, you non-denominational, non-gender-specific, non-any particular race or ethnic group who said something that you had every right to say, but that I found uncalled for, person. I mean, just because I'm a liberal, does that mean I have to pull my punches when I get angry, man?
Mark!
What?
Mark, my son, you should not have called her a bitch, and you know that. But it was a human thing to say, not a sexist thing to say.
Right.
And she should not have called you unfunny. That is obviously not true. And after all your years of making people laugh, your anger was somewhat understandable.
All right. Okay. Thanks, man. Thanks. What about when she called me adolescent?
Well, it just goes to show you that no person is ever all wrong.
All right.
Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen.
So we covered this in a comedy bit earlier, but it seems that there is that Iraq is exploding with drugs.
Yeah. I mean, Afghanistan's bad enough. Everybody knew about the Afghanistan poppies and the heroin trade and that whole thing. That's been going on for apparently hundreds of years. But now the chaos in Iraq has led some unemployed oil smugglers. See, because when they had sanctions,
right,
people could make money smuggling oil through and out of Iraq. Right?
Now these guys are sitting around going, well, now the oil's flowing again. What are we going to do?
Yeah, now the oil's legal, so they have no job. So now apparently they've decided to smuggle drugs instead, specifically a drug called Captagon or something like that. Let me make sure I know.
What it is, State Department counter-narcotics experts believe Syrian traffickers are making use of Iraq's poorly guarded borders to transport phenethylamine, a synthetic drug more commonly known as
Captagon,
that is similar to amphetamine. Now, you know, when I read a story like this, when we were talking about it earlier, downstairs, part of me was like, well, I never tried that one.
Yeah, right? What exactly is that?
That one got away from me.
Can I cop?
Nah. That's the sad thing about being sober on some level. Whenever a new thing comes, you're like, oh, and I missed the new thing.
Well, you know what's interesting about this, Mark, is that traditionally, drugs from that region of the world have gone to other places. They go to Marseille, they come to the States or whatever. Apparently, this Captagon is being consumed largely by wealthy Saudis.
Yeah.
Which must be poetic justice for the Iraqis.
Yeah. And also by, apparently, they found it in some insurgent, where they have gone in after they've killed some insurgents or what they call insurgents.
Raided their homes.
Yeah, they found this stuff, which they must be all jacked up on the bennies, keeping a lookout. Which is not unusual. I mean, many soldiers still are given Dexedrine or what have you to fly.
To fly, yeah.
But the interesting thing about this is that this isn't an organic substance, so that means it's being manufactured. Amphetamines or anything that's like an amphetamine, you know, can be made by anybody.
Yes.
Know? And so it's probably being manufactured within Iraq and smuggled out of Iraq.
So, in other words, they can't keep the borders sealed from insurgents, and they can't keep the borders sealed from drugs. It's an amazing thing. Now, imagine, Mark, how many troops you'd have to have, how many U.S. military people there'd have to be on the borders surrounding Iraq to keep both insurgents and drugs from flowing through the country.
Borders are tough, man. I mean, you know, they just are. They're tough to manage. And you know, what's weird about this is that I'd really like to learn more about the black market. I'm hoping we can get Eric Schlosser on sometime because the black market is fascinating to me. Just that there's this whole underworld of business activity that's worth literally hundreds of billions of dollars. And that these dudes who used to, you know, smuggle oil, which you gotta figure is a little more complicated than smuggling powder, are able just to shift product lines and move within these worlds. It's really fascinating. And I really would love to learn more about it because it is responsible for just hundreds of billions of dollars of the global gross national product.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, smuggling is smuggling.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now, we've got a call here from Minnesota. How are you, Matt? What's going on?
Hey, Matt.
I'm calling as a citizen of the Mark Maron Nation with a citizen concern here.
Okay.
Okay, you've been talking about this in-studio wrestling match
coming up with
what's his name, Dave?
Ditto head Dave.
Like a right-wing whack job,
All
right, here, I have become dependent every morning on you psychologically, so I have an interest here in keeping you alive.
Okay.
So I'm worried that I need to hear that you're going to have a pat down at the door and that you're going to have a psychological profiler vet this guy or whoever it is that comes in. So we aren't listening on the air when your life comes to an end.
Okay.
So,
is that what you're worried about, Matt?
Okay.
That is what I'm worried about.
All right. Well, first of all, you know, he's going to walk through a metal detector. We've definitely got security. We're going to pat him down. All right. I spent a little extra time at the gym yesterday. Riley is.
I'm the muscle in this thing anyway. Right. You ain't got to worry about Merritt. I'm taking care of this chump.
We're talking about muscle here. We're talking about weapons. These are the guns, guys.
I know. But no, we got all that stuff under control. Riley's wearing his Mexican wrestler mask. Okay. And you know,
Mil Mascaras.
We're ready to go with this. And if thanks for your call, man. I appreciate your concern.
I'm on my psychological dependency.
I guarantee it's not going to be that takes me down. Thanks for calling. Yeah, I appreciate the concern, but I think we're under control here. People don't know we've got got some dude, some ditto head dude, Dave, who we solicited to come in and wrestle one of the hosts. And we've got a taker, and he's supposedly he's going to be here soon.
Yeah.
And
I'm quaking in my boots.
Well, I got to go put on my cape and stuff. So, you know, I'm getting ready to go. This is going to be good.
Did Ramon get you your stuff?
Ramon did
not, not that stuff. I mean the cape and stuff.
He got me the cape and stuff, and he got me some natural supplements. So I'm going to be
really?
Out, yeah, I'm going to be hopped up on ginkgo,
ooh.
And going to be hopped up on some what else did he bring? Some
steroids,
creatine.
I'm
gonna
creatine.
I'm going to get all juiced up on creatine and some complex stacked glucose.
Uh oh.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so this is really going to be no contest.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll either take him down or just something will pop in my head from all the sugar and supplements.
Well, Dave, enjoy what's left of your life.
He should be here. He should be here.
Yeah, he should be here any minute now, and he's in for a beatdown.
Don't be afraid, man.
I'm not afraid. What, are you nuts? Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I do.
In the next hour of Morning Edition, in case you're just joining us, one of us is going to wrestle the Republican. The Presidential Daily Briefing will be talking to more of you on the telephones and so much more for you here on Air America Radio.
Quiz for parents with third grade teacher Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. 1. Name one Hollywood director. 2. Name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number 3. Name one comedian. 4. Name one game show host. 5. Name one professional athlete. Number 6, name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kids. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Compromise off, serious on. Uncompromised music and entertainment.
Uncompromised music and entertainment.
Serious. It's on.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. News from Guantanamo Bay in the last 48 hours has not been helpful to the Bush White House. Senior Pentagon intelligence officer deeply involved in the U.S. effort to uncover terror intelligence says not one prisoner interrogation at Guantanamo has prevented a single terrorist attack. The statement is from Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Cristino, who retired last June after 20 years of service in the military intelligence community. Cristino also says President Bush and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld have wildly exaggerated their intelligence value. Former intelligence officer also disclosed that the screening process in Afghanistan determining whether detainees were sent to Guantanamo was hopelessly flawed from the very start. Kerry Edwards' camp continues to find areas of vulnerability of President George W. Bush. Campaign is focused on the president's record on foreign policy, the economy, health care, and education thus far, to name a few. But last week's debate between Kerry and Bush revealed another weakness perceived by some Democrats, and that is the president's work ethic. John Kerry wasted no time on the campaign trail criticizing Bush on what appears to be his aversion to hard work.
Listen. No doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work. It's incredibly hard. It's hard work. It's hard work. I see on the TV screens how hard it is. They can do the hard work. It is hard work. It is hard work. It's hard work. You know, it's hard work. We've done a lot of hard work together. It's hard work. Everybody knows it's hard work.
President Bush, during last week's debate, mentioning 22 times the words hard work associated with the job he wishes to retain for 4 more years. President Bush returned to the campaign trail yesterday trying to recover from his recent poll slip by attacking John Kerry and his foreign policy stance. Bush repeated his familiar criticism that Kerry would be dangerous for world peace. Bush's attack yesterday was deemed by some as some of his harshest to date. Bush also signed tax relief legislation and hit Kerry on that issue as well. Kerry's campaign fired back at the president, saying he's even more detached from reality than he demonstrated at the debate last week, as you just heard. With 28 days to go before the election, the latest poll by USA Today, CNN Gallup, is one of many in the last 48 hours that indicates John Kerry has managed to close the gap with President Bush. Race is still too close to call, Bush campaign chief strategist Matthew Dowd says. He's not surprised by the virtual dead heat. It seems most Americans are still uncertain who they want to run the country the next 4 years. It seems the debate forum has made the difference in the contest, with 62.5 million people tuning in. And if the scenes outside election offices in a dozen states where voter registration deadlines ended yesterday was any indication, a vote on Election Day will be extremely heavy. Many officials reported record numbers of new voters showed up to become a part of the process. This amid charges of fraud and disqualification of some voter applications. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne.
For the next few weeks, every water cooler conversation is going to be about the election. Even though you're Mr. or Ms. Liberal, don't let Mary from accounting blindside you with her Republican diatribe.
Mary from accounting.
Get the facts and get the feel for what the right is saying. Laura Ingraham, she's savvy.
Savvy.
She's sharp, even though she swings to the other side.
Laura.
9 a.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific.
Ingraham.
On Sirius Patriot 141.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. All this week, I'll be making heavenly matches between my favorite cars and your sun signs. When I come back, horoscopes for Gemini and Cancer.
I'm Bobby Likas with a tip about fuel injectors. The manufacturer that pioneered the best fuel injector cleaning equipment also makes the best fuel injector cleaner. That company is BG Products. Professionals use BG's 44K to eliminate injector fouling. If you expect professional results, ask for a professional product. Ask your shop for BG44K or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Here are horoscopes for Gemini and Cancer. Gemini, the twins pair perfectly with a Prius hybrid. Just like the versatile, out-of-the-box, always-on-the-move people born under this sign, the Prius epitomizes the power of duality with its electric motor and gasoline engine. Bluetooth technology and unmatched gas mileage are just two reasons to buy. Cancer. Okay, you dreamy moon child, sign of many moods, it's no secret that you love attention, and you'll get plenty in BMW 6 Series convertible. Your crabby side will hide itself as you pilot this iDriving beauty, which motors like a dream and cleverly divides the cockpit into two zones, driving and comfort. I'll take both. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Hello.
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but
what?
But your buttocks, your butt, I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maron, it's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, poets, prophets, you know the score. Everybody out there who thinks that listening to Air America is an of itself that making them take action. Or maybe, how did I want to say that? I didn't want to say it that way. What I want to say is good morning to all you people. I have a big feeling in my heart for everyone today, Mark Riley.
I got nothing but love for you.
There you go. That's the way it is. That's Mark Riley there. We are here on Air America. I am, I think what ought to happen now is that Kerry ought to just suit up, get a small team of guys, and go get Ben Laden himself.
How amazing would that be? Takes a private, you know, gets a private group, maybe a
like
contractor.
Mercenaries?
I don't know who, but wouldn't it be great if he just lands for a photo op and he's got Bin Laden? And he just walks off the plane in his fatigues. He's like, here I am, I did it.
Not only did I capture him, but I'm keeping him alive without the use of a dialysis machine.
We don't even know. Peter Bergen, who's going to be on the show later in the week, says that he might not be on dialysis. I also think that now that George Bush is completely alienating the intelligence community, you know, i.e. the CIA, yeah, that whatever they may know about Bin Laden and his relationship with the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence community. I'm not really thinking that. I don't think they got him.
Oh no, I don't think they have. Look, he has widespread support among insurgents in Pakistan, insurgents in Afghanistan, among many of those tribes that live on the border between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been able, I think, to move around pretty much with impunity since the United States has started looking for him, since Tora Bora.
It's an interesting predicament. It's like, of course I want them to catch Bin Laden, but I don't want, you know, if he shows up in the next few weeks, it's clearly going to be, you know, somebody made a decision. Like that, if they have him, you know, if this is all a big plan to create an October surprise, that's almost worse than politicizing, you know, 9/11. If they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That they're already using 9/11 to politicize it and, you know, and to build their campaign on the tragic, you know, loss of life there. But if they actually held that guy, you know, for a certain amount of time, it's like those hostage negotiations where, you know, they talked the negotiation with Reagan.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The hostage releasing. I mean, that's really dirty business.
Well, you know, I don't want to be too deep a conspiracy theorist. And let's say for the sake of argument, they don't have him yet. I'll bet you they're pressuring the Pakistanis as we speak to get him soon.
Yeah.
And to get him, if possible, before the election.
You know, it's like, look at it. It's like, what time? It's 9 past the hour already. That dude, Dave.
Oh, he didn't show yet?
The big talker.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to be here like at 5 till. He was supposed to be here on the break before. I knew the guy.
5'6", 145. What, he couldn't get up here in the elevator or something?
I just knew he would bail. You know, it's like these guys are just windbags. You know what I mean? Just like ditto head windbags. You know, I'm glad that we.
Maybe we could get Limbaugh to come up here. He could wrestle one of us.
We could
take him easy.
Isn't there now? Russ is going to come in and wrestle me, and that's the plan. Been calling him a liar for a long time, and you know, finally, he's going to come and wrestle me.
You got more pregnant pauses than James Brown. I just want you to know.
That's Al Franken. Watch me on the Sundance Channel. Dead air.
But you know what? It's no fair with Franken. Franken is an ex-wrestler himself.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He is.
Yeah, he's an ex-wrestler. That's no fair.
He's got that. You know, he's got that wrestler build kind of.
Yeah, the wrestler build. Take him down, pin him. Now he's not the SmackDown kind of wrestler. He's not a Monday Night Raw wrestler.
No.
He's one of those guys that you see in the high school photographs with the two cones on the side of his head. You know, all of that stuff.
Yeah. But maybe we should get him down here. Maybe, but I think he's on the road.
Who, Franken?
Yeah, I'll wrestle
him. Yeah. Anybody got his number?
I think he got a back problem though. I don't want to hurt the old guy.
Oh, I forgot. You make light of his back problem, don't you, Mark Maron?
No. You know, it's like I've always thought Al was funny. I mean, it's just like I've always thought Al was funny. I got no beef with Al. I just like doing the impression.
Yeah, I know. But you think his back is funny, don't you?
Well, you know, I've heard him talk about it.
Admit it.
No, I've heard him talk about it.
I heard you making fun of Catherine Lanford on top of that.
When?
I don't know.
No, recently. I never made fun of Catherine Lanford.
Why not?
No. Because, you know, look, she's carrying a heavy burden.
Well?
Yeah, exactly.
No, sorry.
Come on, man. We can't be player haters.
I know.
Dude, 11 past. No
11
Dave.
Past? No, no Dave. Dave?
It's not like he had traffic. The guy's supposed to be from Manhattan. So I take a train, idiot.
Yeah, where are you, Nancy?
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe later.
Well, I guess our buddy in Minnesota is like kind of resting a little early. Maybe I'm not going to get hurt here.
Well, he made it sound like this was the end of you.
But I didn't put on this stupid outfit for nothing. You know what I mean? I got my cape.
And Ramon went to great trouble to get you that outfit.
I'm all jacked up on ginkgo and fake organic bennies.
Wow, fake organic bennies.
Organic bennies, you know, whatever they are, caffeine and stacked glucose, you know, super fuel.
You're going to be up until now. When are you doing Tough Crowd again?
Tough Crowd tonight.
Tonight. Okay,
yeah.
So you'll be up until tonight.
I'm only on two more Tough Crowds. before the end of the season.
Is there such a thing as, like, I've heard of...
The end of the run, the end of the show.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Now, does that mean you'll have an Election Day special or something?
I'll be on, I think I'm on the day after Election Day and I'm on tomorrow.
What?
Is here.
He is here.
This is kind of weird. Oh, hey, man. What's up, man?
Hey, yo.
That's Dave.
How you doing, man?
What?
You're not using his last name? How you doing?
How you doing, man? Yeah, I'm Mark Maron.
Yeah. Have a seat,
Dave. Thanks for coming down.
What's up, man?
Are you ready to, what are you ready
I don't have these on yet. Hang on.
Hey, wait a minute, you know. You do look about 5'6 and 145, though. You weren't lying about that.
Well, I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that lies. So, you know, that's not my side, remember?
That is your side, and that's why we're here. We're going to finish this thing.
That was why I replied to your challenge. You know, if you really say you're going to finish it, I mean, why I came in. I don't mean to crap on your place, but
conversation is a metaphor for who's going to win in this election. You know, I'm just tired of you guys talking crap all the time.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's why I came down, and we're ready to go. I mean, I hope you guys are serious about this.
No, I'm serious about it.
I signed the thing that you can.
The waiver?
I hope you guys sign it, because I'm not the one that's going to need it.
Hey, we have insurance. We have company insurance. But we're not worried about you anyway. Which one of us is going to do this, man?
Yeah. Who do you want?
If I had a choice...
Choose the white guy? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no.
Hundreds of years
the
of
white
oppression.
The white guy is... if your fighting's as good as your comedy, I'd probably take it.
Dude!
He's getting below the belt now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Mark Riley, you might have given me a good shot like 25 years ago.
I've been working out for the last 25 years just to give you a good shot now.
Well, I hope I don't break your hip or something.
Oh, man. We're going to work this out. We're going to figure out who's going to take this.
Can I crack
down
my knuckles on here? Nah, I guess
I thought he'd be, you are kind of an ass, you know, but I mean,
what do you want? You asked me to come down here and do this. I got out of bed earlier. I don't usually get up at 6 o'clock.
All right, dude, we're going to do this.
What time do you get up, Republican boy?
I get up at 7. I work in sales.
Oh, you work in sales? What do you sell? Drugs?
I work for Innotech Technologies.
All right.
Innotech?
Innotech.
Yeah,
Innotech.
Republican lobby group of some. Look, we'll decide who you fight, okay? And we're gonna come back and we're going to do this thing on Air America Radio. Oh, I'm sorry. I was blogging. Hey, check us out on morningsedition.com where you can blog, too.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka. It knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
Yes, sir. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Size and his speed.
Akiem, one of the most dangerous wide receivers in the NFL. And Keyshawn Johnson's weekly radio show, heard exclusively on Sirius, takes you inside the game for a player's perspective. Back to last week's game. What went wrong? What went right? Then previews the upcoming Big Sunday game. Keyshawn Johnson, taking it to the house. Thursday nights, 8 Eastern, NFL Radio, Sirius 124.
Speak out on Sirius.
Get serious about your vote.
Yeah, this is Tom in Missouri. The Bush administration has botched everything they've gotten their hands on, and they have got to go on November 2nd. Vote for John Kerry for president.
Hello, I'm Terry Dembowski. I'm from Ohio. I'm voting for Mr. Bush. President Bush has done a fine job for us. I'm a truck driver, and many of other truck drivers like myself are voting for Mr. Bush.
This is Ron from New Jersey, and this November 2nd, I'll be voting for John Kerry. George Bush must go. Anybody that sits there for 7 minutes after they've been told that our nation is under attack is not a good leader.
This is Tracy from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm a retired U.S. Navy veteran, so I encourage all the veterans to get out and vote for George W. Bush.
Tell us why this presidential election is important to you.
Call 1-877-33-SIRIUS and press 4.
To speak out on Sirius.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kix Brooks.
I'm Ronnie Dunn.
And we're Brooks.
And Dunn for Rad. And I've got a four-letter word for you. Don't. As in, don't drive drunk.
Yep, and I got a three-letter word for you, as in get. Get the keys.
When you see someone who's about to drive under the influence,
get the keys.
Because friends don't let friends drive drunk. My
heart is lost. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Listen to someone just like you, enjoying the Sirius Satellite Radio experience right now.
Yeah, my name's The Perpetrator. I'm calling from Mountain Home, Idaho right now. I'm a truck driver. Back in April, I bought my first Sirius radio, and I fell in love with that thing. I tell you what, they could steal this truck from me, but if I don't find my Sirius radio laying on the ground where that truck was parked, I will hunt them down to the ends of the earth and kill them slowly. This thing is wonderful. Keeps me awake, keeps me laughing, smiling. Yeah. The way I've gotten others to join, I've cut right through the small talk and the chit-chat. I've bought 3 Sirius radios since the first one I bought, and I've signed them up and I've given them to one to my girlfriend, one to her father.
Get Sirius for your friends at Sirius.com and click on Get Sirius.
It's 19 past, 20 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition. We're sitting with Dave the Ditto Head. Yeah, it's funny, right?
Can I just say, you guys are very nice in the break. Like, it's a shame we got to do this, but I liked talking with you.
Can I do a comedy bit that makes fun of your, you know?
That's fine. That's fine.
All right, dude.
We'll hash it out afterwards.
Yeah. Sure. You know, he's like smug. You know, it's like you just
come on. We had a good time in those last 5 minutes, right? That was fun. We were like actually talking like reasonable people. Now you get back on the mic and you're all like braggy and stuff. Like, you know.
Dude, I mean, I wasn't talking to you. I mean, you were blathering on. I mean, I guess if that's like a conversation to you, that's cool. I mean,
okay.
Look at that laugh, man.
Like they say uptown, talking more spit than a little bit.
But listen to that laugh. Like, these guys, like, even their laugh is like condescending. I'm going to do a comedy bit, so just hang out a second, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to do this, and I'll take my cape off. All right, anyways. 8 a.m. I didn't even introduce a bit. This is the presidential palm. You got me worked up, dude. All right, this is the presidential palm pilots. I came in. I'm like, I don't even feel funny right now. All right, this is the president's schedule for today. 8 a.m., wake up. Cheney debate day. If it's so easy, let him do it. Nothing, huh? No, I mean. At 9 a.m., check roster of imprisoned cronies. No, pardoning season is only 1 month away. Come on, dude. You're going to have to. All right. What a douche. 10 a.m., schedule appearance at Grand Ole Opry. Only 4 weeks left to sing with the Oak Ridge Boys. After that, I'm nobody. 11 a.m., schedule appearance at World Series. Only 4 weeks left to play catch with Derek Jeter. After that, I'm nobody. Note, if I'm nobody in 4 weeks, no one will care if I get high. Call Ramon. Get high, because your guy's a blow monkey. All right, anyway. 12 noon, tidy up presidential bedroom. Move skeletons and illegitimate children from closet to the compound. 1 p.m., have FBI secure extremely rare Onis Wagner baseball card from 12-year-old Timmy Smith in Topeka. Reason? National security. 2 p.m., you're making everyone uncomfortable, dude. Anyways, whatever. 2 p.m., before I go, check with Rumsfeld to see if I can launch just one missile. Let the war hero deal with that. Nothing. 9 p.m., watch Cheney debate Edwards. No, while he's busy for the next 2 hours, don't sign anything, don't talk to anybody, don't touch anything. You get that one? Because he's like not the real president. 11 p.m., bedtime, sleep in different room. Only 4 weeks left. After that, I'm nobody. All right, well, let me, right now, I want to introduce our guest host. He's a best-selling author. His new children's book, Tales from Rescal Lane, comes out October 19th. His first novel, Tietam Brown, is now in paperback. Oh, and I forgot to mention, he's 3-time World Wrestling Entertainment Champion. Please welcome our guest host for today, Mick Foley.
Yeah!
All right, so what's up, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
So, Mick's going to watch...
No, Nick's going to be an active participant. Yeah. I'm going to kick a little conservative can.
How about that?
But I didn't. Well, that's a funny bit. But it's like I know you think you're a comedian, but I know that I signed on to, you know, it's one of you guys. Right?
Yeah. Does he look funny to you?
Can I ask you a question? Do I look like I'm joking, you condy coddling communist?
All right.
Would you like me to put one hand behind my back? This is all legal, right?
Yeah. It's all legal.
I knew you guys would. Like, Well, you got me down here. We should do something that's actually like a real thing.
Well,
Come on, man.
Why can't we have an October surprise?
You always talk about like O'Reilly and being like an ambush guy. Like this is real. This is like real ambush.
So it hurts, right? It hurts when it comes from our side, right?
Yeah.
And this is like, you know, this is just like, this is gonna be fun. So what, you're gonna wuss out?
Come on, man.
It appears as if he's in wussing out mode right now.
Where's the restroom? No. I mean, like if this is like a real thing,
What, are you going to find your shiv in the toilet
stall? Yeah, really.
All right. Wait, let him go to the bathroom and we'll see if he wants to do
this. Yeah, we'll see if he wants to come.
Whoa. See, Davey.
Wow.
All right, dude.
Don't go away mad. Just go away.
Come
back when you don't have to stay.
It's awfully sensitive for a conservative guy, isn't he?
Make sure that guy's cool and and take the
somewhere to bathroom. He looks a little upset. Mick!
Yes?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great to be here, yeah.
Now, Rescal Lane. Tales from Rescal Lane.
Yeah.
This is the one I was talking about last month I was on.
That dude was so freaked out.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad for him. Were you guys hanging out during the break, or was he just blathering on?
He was just blathering on, trust me.
I was being, you know, hospitable. Anyway, so, all right, let's try and do this and see if, I don't know, it's kind of tense, but okay. So you write the children's book.
The segue from kicking the Republican butt to the children's book.
Will you sign one of these for my nieces?
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah,
and for my daughter.
You got it.
What's it about?
Man, it is it's the WWE superstars or wrestlers as little kids, all living on the same block and learning little life's lessons along the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's done in rhyme. And I wrote these stories a few years ago, and I thought that... they would not see the light of day when I left WWE under less than ideal circumstances. Although, by wrestling standards, they were, you know, downright cozy circumstances. There had been a lot worse departures than mine. And so I just assumed that I couldn't publish the book because they had copyrighted characters and they couldn't publish it without me. And so in the meantime, I went about reading it to, you know, a wide variety of schools and camps and libraries. So it may be the most read book that's never been published. Now that it's out, I'm really proud of it. And it is virtually critic-proof because a critic can't say anything about it because I've read it at this point, well over 10,000 kids, and that's not like one massive 10,000 kid reading. It's, you know, 20 kids here, 10 kids here.
Has Brett Bozell read this yet?
You know what? Here's something about Brett Bozell, okay? When the lawsuit happened between WWE and the Parents Television Council,
yeah, whatever it was,
we became privy to all of their inter-office emails, and so there was a email from one of these guys to Brent, and it said, I'd like to write an article about the very offensive children's book by wrestler Mick Foley, Mick Foley's Christmas Chaos.
Yeah.
And then Brent writes back in the email, to tell you the truth, I didn't think it was that bad. And then he says, like almost catching himself, don't get me wrong, it's horrible. It's just that with all the other stuff going on, it could have been worse. And so now the article comes out, and it's got Brent Bozell's name on it. So, A, he has had the thing ghostwritten for him. And then, B, they go on and on about just how horrible the book was because apparently on one of the children's wish lists, there was a China doll, you know, that's a China action figure. And China, because she had posed for Playboy,
was
morally offensive.
They're really reaching, aren't they?
Oh, man. They really did. So this one, yeah, even Brent Bozell would have a problem criticizing this unless he finds the word poop offensive.
Well, I guess he doesn't listen to this show.
Because there's a line in there. It's a Kurt Angle is bragging he'll be the only one to ride the Titan roller coaster at Vinnyland. And it turns out, like all bullies, Kurt, you know, is not nearly as brave as he lets on. And it says, the Titan's car zigged and zagged and went it loop-de-loop. Stacy looked at Triple H and said, I think I smell a poop. And, you know, so Kurt's had a little accident.
Hold on, we might need that.
Oh, there we go. Well, other than that, there's no violence and no offensive language of any kind.
But I also heard some stuff that maybe we can do this after the break. And is that guy, you know, I mean, I see him talking to...
Is he talking to Clutch Larson?
He's talking to Larson.
I'm getting out of my zone now, to tell you the truth.
You got to get back
in
the
zone. Let's talk about the paperback. There's plenty of violence in that.
Well, you've got a novel. Oh, yeah. But also, you also tour the country and talk to kids about politics, too, as well.
Yeah. I got involved in the SmackDown Your Vote campaign. I haven't really been touring the country. It was my idea to bring it around college campuses around the country, and then Vince McMahon seized on the idea, and he said, Let's bring it to the University of Miami.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. Let's go talk to Dave and see if, you know, he's not freaked out if he's going to do this. And
Dave is still thinking about it, according to Clutch Larson. He'll have an answer after the break. We'll also have the presidential daily briefing, the liberal agenda, and more with Mick Foley, all here on Air America Radio.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase 2 bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off 2 bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
You've got some explaining to do, young lady. Do you know what time it is? Where have you been? Your mother and I have been worried sick.
All the other kids.
That's it. Go to your room.
But...
And you're grounded until you're 35.
Thinking on me.
Some things aren't worth debating. Some things are. Live vice presidential debate coverage and reaction October 5th on Sirius Right 142, Left 143, Air America 144, and Sirius NPR Now 106.
Parents.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. All this week, I'll be making heavenly matches between my favorite cars and your sun signs. When I come back, caroscopes for Aries and Taurus. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Here are horoscopes for Aries and Taurus. Aries, the zodiac's birth by Aries, its first sign. A combination of sweet and strong, Rams bond beautifully with a VW Touareg newborn. Motor Trend's SUV of the year, which features heated leather seats, V8 engine, killer navigation system, and electronic parking assistance for horning in tight spaces.
Taurus. Practical Taurans will turn heads despite themselves as they charge out of the pasture in a Magnum, the all-new sport wagon that Dodge describes as an unmatched combination of performance, packaging, and price. The Magnum is muscled by a Hemi, so it's one fine ride. And that's no bull. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher Mrs. Ridge. Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one. The last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, none of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
There's a good reason why doctors and dentists are always washing their hands. Soap and hot water remove harmful bacteria, including the bugs that cause food-related illnesses. Keep it clean in the kitchen. Wash hands, utensils, and work surfaces thoroughly before preparing and eating a meal after handling raw poultry, meat, eggs, and seafood. This reminder brought to you by the Partnership for Food Safety Education.
What's up with the sink?
Somebody left it on.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in here 3 times since this morning. Still going.
Okay, that is so not cool.
What's not cool?
Look at the faucet.
Oh, that's so weird.
Should we do something?
You guys weren't using this, were you?
No.
Don't just take a stand. Act. The most powerful way is to register and vote. It's ridiculously simple. Log on to registerandvote2004.org and take action. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yes, 34 past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
Mick Foley's in studio.
Yes.
You're listening to Air America Radio. This is Morning Sedition. Now it's time to look at the Presidential Daily Briefing, that highly classified top secret document that crosses George W. Bush's desk every morning. Today's PDB from the intelligence community.
I haven't seen him.
Well, Larson's over there by the bathroom. Let me just finish this bit. Today's PDB from the intelligence community is entitled, Cheney Debate Presents No-Win Scenario. Mr. President, it has come to our attention that Vice President Dick Cheney is debating John Edwards tonight on national TV. Even if Cheney has the worst debate of his life, it will still be better than your complete debacle last week. But still, we have concerns. If Cheney has a great debate, it will have the unfortunate side effect of making you look dumber. And right now, your dumbness perception rating can't even be measured with existing equipment. However, if Cheney has a terrible debate, then Bush-Cheney Express to Loserville just picked up a full head of steam. The only positive spin we can hope to achieve via Cheney is something we haven't tried before. Sympathy. Now we realize your administration has engendered about as much sympathy as, say, Pol Pot. But if Cheney were to have a sudden heart problem, quote unquote, right after Edwards mentions Halliburton, we could cut the debate short and win a few empathy votes. Maybe. However, the fact that even on his sickbed, Cheney is still an evil, dyspeptic troll makes the possibility remote at best. We've been working around the clock on this one since last Thursday, and this is the best plan we could come up with. You've really painted us into a corner this time, pal. Come on, we're not miracle workers. Respectfully, Office of Homeland Security.
Right.
There you go. So that's coming through. So Mick,
yes.
We're about to talk about you go in and you talk to high school kids. You talk to college kids.
Well, I have to be honest.
Smack on the vote. Yeah,
Smack on your vote. I do speak to colleges, but that's not primarily about politics. I'll work some political viewpoints in, but try to do it in a way that's respectful of everybody and understanding that some people are there to hear about wrestling,
right.
Not necessarily politics. But right. I did get involved.
Man.
Dave is back.
He's got his game face on.
A Republican guy. So did you sort it out with yourself or what?
Well, I didn't have to sort it out with myself. I had to
yell at your producer a little bit for bringing me in here like this.
Did you find them?
Hold on, let me just reset this. We got
his guts. Yeah, yeah. His intestinal fortitude.
Dave is a Republican. He came in. We solicited that he's going to fight one of
he
the
lied
hosts.
To me.
I didn't. We didn't lie to you. This is like he's our guest host for today.
Yes.
Mick Foley's our guest host for today. He's going to be here for the whole hour, and that's the deal.
Right. Well. All right, so that's the deal. So, you know, I'll do it because, you know, I probably won't win, but I'll do it.
No.
Yes.
What was that word? Probably. I probably won't win.
What do you want me to do? If I back down, then you guys would make fun of me for
yes,
that.
Yes, we so. Would. Yes.
Right.
Wait,
so
we're still gonna make fun of you. You just wouldn't be injured.
You're talking like your side doesn't do dirty tricks. You know, you're talking like, you know, like this is like, you know, like some out of the left field thing. You know.
Yeah. But, granted, we're using the bait and switch. We baited you with the Mark, switch you to Foley, kind of like the president did with Weapons of Mass Destruction and Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Listen, Dave, I don't think you want to do this, man. I really don't. I think you ought to think about it. I know you thought about it in the can, but that was then. I think you need to think about it now.
Right, you're telling me to do that.
Look at you.
You're telling me to do that, and then I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to leave, and then you guys have a fun time in here.
Exactly.
No, they're going to do it.
Nobody knows your way.
Hold on a second. Dave, you do understand there will be consequences for your actions or lack thereof, right? You understand I've got a reputation. I'm not going to come on Air America and make a joke out of this thing.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
You do understand you might look a little bit different when you leave.
And there are plenty of blunt objects around here that can help in that regard.
All right, fine.
Oh my goodness, he threw out the headphones.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, you bush loving fool. I'm going to teach you a little lesson here. I'm not going to smack you around. I'm just going to push your body and
wait. I'll tell you what.
Right. Tell me you love the environment.
All right. I love that.
No.
Come on. No.
Say that every kid deserves a fair shot.
You can't put my arm like that.
Say every kid deserves a fair shot.
Hold it, Mick, please,
regardless of how much money is burning.
We're going to get somebody in here, Maren. We got to get somebody in here.
Your car into a stealth fighter, invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
We've undertaken the most sweeping reorganization of the federal government since the beginning of the Cold War.
We'll provide frontline defenders with the gear and the communications equipment and the intelligence that they need.
One of the most important steps we've taken is creating the Department of Homeland Security.
And we'll make sure that our public health system is ready for whatever comes its way.
Live presidential debate coverage and reaction Friday night on Sirius Right 142, Left 143, Air America 144, and Sirius NPR Now 106.
want to get your child fired up about playing a sport? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. My wife taught me that it's not a good idea to push your kids into sports. Instead, do things to get them interested. Take them to a tennis match or a baseball game. Then, give them a book or magazine on the sport. Maybe even check out a video from the library. Get excited about the sport yourself, and let them enjoy the overall experience. For ideas on how to keep your kids motivated once they do get involved with sports, go to FamilyMinute.net for a free information sheet. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. If you'd like to get today's Family Minute offer, visit our website, FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net. Or give us a call at 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
Ah, printer's out of paper.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, completely out.
How hard is it to refill a printer?
All you gotta do is open the tray and put the paper in.
Seriously?
Look, the paper's right here on the shelf.
Unbelievable.
It's right here. People, come on.
Excuse me, I just need to don't bother. It's out of paper.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll just refill it.
Don't just take a stand. Act. The most powerful way is to register and vote. It's ridiculously simple. Log on to registerandvote2004.org and take action. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ag Council.
Speak out on Sirius.
Get serious about your vote.
Hello, America. This is Mary Beth from New Hampshire. And in November, it is so important that you vote. That is what makes a democratic republic work. That is our voice. That is how we protest what is going on in our country. So please vote in November. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron from New Jersey. This is the most important election of our time because we can't afford four more years of George W. Bush. If you think these first 4 years were scary, wait for the next four when he doesn't have to worry about a re-election. And his doctrine of preemption is used to attack countries like Iran and Syria, and we lose thousands more of our brave young men. So this November 2nd, I beg you to please vote for John Kerry to change our future and improve our country.
Tell us why this presidential election is important to you.
Call 1-877-33-SIRIUS and press 4.
To speak out on Sirius.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
This is Morning Sedition. My name is Mark Riley. Mark Maron has left the room. Mick Foley is still here, however. Mick, good morning.
Yeah, I guess it's an interesting morning. That's
it
for sure.
Certainly is. And, of course, for those of you who don't know, Mick Foley is a wrestling legend, three-time WWE champion. And you recently went on the road and debated a fellow grappler by the name of John Bradshaw Layfield.
Yeah. We were taking a page out of the president's book and setting the bar so low for ourselves that, nobody expected much of it. And people showed up, thinking it might be good for a couple of laughs. And what they got was, a very well thought out, passionate debate.
So, now, you kind of hit on a lot of different issues, and we have a little bit of a Bradshaw talking about education. This is from a youth debate on September 29th in Miami.
Education is the key to the solvency and the success of our future, as with the vocational program that Alex talked about from George Bush. John Kerry does not have a plan for that. George Bush does. Some people don't want to go to college. Some people would rather weld. Some people would rather go into some type of trade. George Bush has supported $1 billion in funding to help people become what they want to become.
Interesting. Mick Foley had this response to John Bradshaw Layfield.
He's not running for president. He is the president. I looked through the voting papers. He uses the word proposed, will, plan. Very seldom does he use the word did. George W. Bush is the president of the United States, and he promised a lot of things the last time. And the only thing he can point to, the only concrete results, is an increase in Pell Grants from Tiffany, the math major, $3,750 on the $4,050 when he promised an increase up to $5,100, but has frozen the maximum level at $4,050 for the last 3 years. To me, that's not much of a record to brag on. I accomplished one quarter of my promise. No Child Left Behind, a great idea on paper, underfunded by $27 billion. Now, I know President Bush's dedication to poor black children. After all, we saw how he stuck with them on 9/11, even when the country was under attack. By God, President Bush would not leave their side while they read The Hungry Goat to him.
All right.
Hey, 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 I'm back. Sorry.
You're back, Mary.
Sorry I missed that part, but I had to, I don't know, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it later.
Everything's cool?
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean,
depends on what you mean by cool.
I can't, I'm not going to, wait, let's just finish up. I didn't mean to. Yeah, let's. I don't know where you guys are at, but everything's cool, man.
No, no, we were talking about the debate that Mick had with Bradshaw.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, talking about education, talked about Iraq, talked about a number of issues. Did you find, Mick, that the audiences there were responsive? Did they expect you, like, to be in character here, or did they really seriously consider the kinds of things that you were talking about?
They thought it through. I wish Jake Tapper was the moderator, either Jay or Jake Tapper from ABC News. And one problem is, as soon as I said something, Bradshaw said that Democrats didn't take 9/11 seriously enough, you know. And my response was, hey, it's not that we don't take it seriously; it's just that we resent Republicans justifying it for every action they make. And the crowd all went, ah. And then he said, hey, no, we can't have any cheering. I said, damn, because they were pretty much in my corner on that whole thing. A lot of them were wrestling fans, but some of the best responses I got over the course of the next day, because we also hosted the debate watch party.
Okay.
Were from people who were not wrestling fans who showed up just out of curiosity and really got something out of it. I saw Paul Begala at the airport the day after. Afterwards, and he was like, "I heard that debate was great." You know, so that made up for Chris Matthews' less than enthusiastic response at the prospect of interviewing wrestlers.
I'll tell you, the Begala's a pretty good talker himself.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Matthews had a problem with talking to wrestlers?
We had heard he was a big wrestling fan, you know, and so when we show up there and he goes, now, which one are you John and Rick? And I kind of jokingly said, so I guess that rumor about you being a big wrestling fan was not true. I thought he'd laugh it off, and he gave the old eye roll combined with a head turn as if to say nothing could be further.
Dude,
from
I tell
the
you.
Truth.
How pretentious are some of these punches?
I've never been to a wrestling
thing. That's okay.
And I'd like to go, but, like, just being as close as, like, you know, and, you know, whatever's going to happen after the show,
you can feel the excitement, right?
I know, but, I mean, it was like, yeah, it was a little, I mean.
It was intense, wasn't it?
Well, I felt like I did in high school when, like, my friends would get into a fight. It was like, you know, I feel weird, man.
Well, yeah. If you want to know what a wrestling match is like, imagine being in Madison Square Garden. You've been in there before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With 20,000 other people, and you watch this for, like, 3 hours.
You're talking about the Republican convention?
I don't know if our boy. Well, never mind.
So, can you? I think, are there wrestlers that you see are sort of symmetrical to the candidates right now?
Oh man, yeah. In the last year, really, a lot of guys have come out and been real outspoken about their political affiliation. So, I would say you could draw correlations between a few of the guys.
Yeah, tell us about a couple. Who?
You're a fan, Riley.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan of Mix for a long time.
Appreciate it.
Who would you say resembles John Kerry?
John Kerry. I'll go with another Ivy League graduate, Chris Nowinski.
The Harvard guy.
Yeah. He's got a real good head for politics, very progressive in his thinking.
Really?
Yeah, very, very much. And here's a nice gesture that after the debates were over, he was part of this thing.
Okay.
He wasn't there actively doing it. He was going through the high schools and helping out with the high school debates that were taking place in southern Florida. And at the end of the thing, he had a gift for everyone involved, myself, Bradshaw, the PR people, and it was
really?
John Stewart's America, the textbook, which is a very nice gesture. So I didn't get any gifts from the conservative contingent, so I think that speaks well of Nowinski.
Who else was part of the conservative contingent?
Yeah, Bradshaw was representing the wrestlers, and then we had a student. Who happened to be a big fan of mine, so that didn't bode well for Bradshaw. And then I had a young lady who was also part of the University of
Miami. That was Tiffany?
Tiffany was part of the debate team.
Oh, okay. Yes. Excellent. Now, when it comes to President Bush, I have someone in mind for President Bush, but who would you?
Oh, man. I'll go with Bradshaw. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. You guys aired the clip of Bradshaw talking about education. I don't feel like that's his passion. He was very passionate about
money.
Money. He's a financial expert of sorts, and the Iraq War. He's been a big supporter of the troops, and he sees the world. He gives a much clearer a much better defined version of the events than the president does, but it's basically the same viewpoint. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
He's clear in verbalizing it. He didn't use the phrase hard work a single time, though, so he was off the Bush talking points.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had one wrestler in mind. This is a blast from the past. Yeah. He reminds me of Bob Backlund.
Bob Backlund, he ran for Congress.
Yeah, and, he did actually run for Congress from Connecticut.
Yes, he did.
At one point. And particularly when he went from that kind of baby face howdy doody thing into the heel, eyes bulging out of his head kind of. He reminded me of the president.
With the red bow tie.
Yeah, right?
He reminded me slightly Zell Millerish in his.
There you go. Now, how about.
I give you one quote about Bob Backlund? There was a thing where he came in to train me. He, Dominic DiNucci, and the Iron Sheik were training me before my big match with The Rock in 99. Now, the idea of putting a guy through all this strenuous, these strenuous measures right before a big match is a little ridiculous anyway.
Yeah.
But I said something along those lines to Bob, and Bob said, young man, Bob loved to use these big words completely out of context. He said, don't you exacerbate me. And I said, Bob, I never exacerbate before a match. And he says, he didn't even crack a smile. He says, nobody should.
Dominic DiNucci, I hadn't heard that name in ages.
Yeah,
he's so far out of the conversation. Outside of my
Come on, we got to bring Maron back into this.
Let's talk
about the issues.
I'm in mild shock, from whatever. All right, I'm not going to. All right, but Larson just gave me no. Okay.
Wait a minute, we haven't done John Edwards yet.
Oh, Edwards. You know what? Based on the hair and youthful vigor, I'm going to go with me.
There you go. There you go. I wouldn't argue.
You know what? I really appreciate Edwards, making the two Americas the focus of his campaign, and I think that's why when I'm sure there are people out there go, oh, what does a wrestler know about the political campaign or about America? And I would say, that nowhere else in no other vocation I can think of does someone regularly straddle those two Americas as regularly as the wrestlers do. For example, I was invited to a party. I was from our. Person involved in community relations, I got a phone call and used the word lucrative. And now nothing involving community relations is all free work. And they know that I like to help out. And so I'm in pretty frequent touch with the lady there. She never used the word lucrative. And what it was this guy who was one of the wealthiest people in the world, was having a 50th birthday, and he was having a party, and they wanted to surprise him with some of his favorite guests. I assumed they were bringing me in for the kids, and I was told on the ride over, no, that's Mr. Jones' big fan of you. So me and Stone Cold, they had a Muhammad Ali impersonator, an Elvis impersonator, a Popeye impersonator, Tiki Barber of the Giants, Curtis Martin of the Jets.
Wow.
And then we went upstairs, the OJs were playing in the living room. So this was conceivable. It's probably the nicest house I've ever been in. And then I thought, a week ago, I was refereeing a match in front of 300 fans at the Tupelo Salvation Army Community Center. So, I met a lot of people there. And one nice thing about people knowing me from TV and feeling like they know me a little bit, not just being a presence on TV, but they feel like they've had a chance to know me, is I can ask them questions. So I'll say to some guy who doesn't look like he's doing that well, who are you voting for? And he said, Bush. And I'll ask why. And you'd be surprised how many people who are down in their luck, or at least appear to be down in their luck, will cite the tax cuts as the reason for their choice.
Really?
And it's just shocking. Like, you just want to shake them and say, don't you understand? And the other thing is carry flip-flops.
It's ridiculous. It was like that. All right. That guy, all right. It's just like, the flip-flop thing. It's like all those ditto heads, they just,
they all say
that. Can I tell you, and hopefully this isn't offensive, and I even prefaced this debate. I said that this was a suck-it presidency. And what I meant by that was back in 98, I'd be out there trying to make some real points and trying to provoke some real thought from the wrestling fans, and it was like kind of sinking in. And then the Degeneration X guys would run out and go, suck it! And the crowd would go, like, that's all they needed, to satisfy them. And I said, eventually it worked out in my favor that fans said, hey, we, felt like they needed a little more, and they were more likely to listen to my points, and the guys that said, suck it, kind of fell by the wayside. So,
well, I hear you alienated Dick Cheney, too.
So. Yeah. How did you manage that, Mick?
You know what? Cheney, he's a sensitive guy. And I'm afraid that when we're up here blasting him, and my real fear is by my affiliation with the radio station, I'm going to be taken off Dick Cheney's mailing list. And as you can see here, his little invitation.
Mr. Mick Foley. And on the top it says Dick Cheney. And I guess that's not Dick Cheney of Falls Church, Virginia.
No,
what
no,
we got here? We have reserved a special place of honor for you in recognition of the crucial role you played in the 2000 election. Wow. Wow. Did you go?
No, hell no, I didn't go. I just sat there and said, how did my name get on this list? You know what? I think it had some correlation with the fact that I had a couple of good financial years. You know, I think after I retired and I wasn't making the money, it's like, yeah, we don't need that guy anymore. But I'll tell you whose feelings it will hurt. It will hurt the president. Because he is a wrestling fan.
Dave is back. I thought that we were gonna like.
No, it's okay.
You all right, man?
Yeah, I want to make sure Mick was okay.
Oh,
you're right, okay, Mick?
Yeah, man. You see, he is sensitive also.
Okay, cool, man. I just want to make sure we're cool.
We're cool.
All right.
Cool.
Yes. All right. I'll buy the book.
You need Kayla to open the door for you, man?
No, I'm okay.
You all right? You sure?
I'll get the guy to get my crush.
Dan still works?
thanks, guys.
All right,
I like being on the show.
But you did?
It was fun.
Really?
I think he changed his mind a little bit.
Yeah. Whoa.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. See ya.
It's awkward.
There's the liberal agenda. Thank you, Mick Foley, for being here and for participating in that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here are your marching orders for today. Turn on Shani Edwards' debate. Turn down audio. Put on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. It'll blow your mind. 2, check with Kabbalah leaders to see which string color is correct for debate watching. 3, as a symbolic gesture against 4 years of the Bush administration, organize nationwide day of colonic cleansing for Kerry. 4, send Edwards the facts during the debate. Try to provoke Cheney into using the F word with repeated bald jokes, Halliburton jokes, and lesbian daughter jokes. And 5, today's phrase to drop it into conversation. That's not Cheney, man. They use a replicant for debates. If you get close, you can hear it hum. Man. Mick Foley, all the books. Go to the website, morningsedition.com. For connections to buy the books there.
Yeah, Rescue Lane and Tatum Brown. Coming up on tomorrow's Morning's Edition, we're going to be taking a trip to Bizarro World, and the nation's Washington correspondent will help us review the Cheney Edwards debate. That's tomorrow's Morning's Edition here on Air America Radio. Mick Mark, have a good day.
All right, take it easy.
Have a nice day.